drive, deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Charleston, South Carolina. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, Shorebirds and Charleston River Dogs. Getting ready to play game 4 of 5 here this week. Charleston has taken the first three, secured themselves at least a series split already here this week. Shorebirds, losers of 3 in a row, will try to get back on track here today. They've still won 6 out of 10, even though these past three games haven't gone their way. Last night, Shorebirds offense just was not having it. They got 5 hits total in the game, just 1 extra base hit, 4 other singles, 1 double, scored 3 runs in the 5th, actually without the benefit of a base hit. They drew 3 walks, 2 wild pitches, a stolen base, and 2 errors, plated all 3 runners that were put on. Charleston, for their own offense, got 10 hits, 4 runs in the 2nd, 3 in the 8th to come away with the victory. 4 runs in the 2nd, broke it open very early. 2-run single, Luis Leon. Edwin Barragan, a 2-run homer in his first plate appearance as a Charleston River Dog. And then 3 runs in the 8th, put the game away for Charleston, with the Shorebirds having gotten it back to a 1-run game, had a chance potentially to go into the 9th and maybe mount a comeback. Was not meant to be, though, as Charleston pulled away with 3 in the 8th, taking advantage of some miscues of the Shorebirds' defense. Bright spot for the Shorebirds, Dan Fetterman. Even though he gave up the 4 runs in the 2nd, it could have been way worse, as he settled in after that and actually retired the final 10 batters that he faced, didn't give up a hit after the 2nd inning. But otherwise, the Shorebirds, so far this week, it has just been the case of a very young Delmarva team going up against a very veteran Charleston club with a lot of talent, a team that is the 2nd best in the Carolina League as well, and they are proving why. Talent has been pretty apparent so far this week between Charleston and Delmarva, and it's been those small little miscues that Charleston hasn't made and the ones that the Shorebirds have. River Dogs have pounced on them and made Delmarva pay. So maybe today a different story, as the Shorebirds hand the ball to Juan de los Santos to make the start here this afternoon. De los Santos is 1-4 with a 2.50 ERA. Going up against Davion Whittle, he has not allowed a run through his first couple of outings this season. No record, a 0.00 ERA thus far in 7 2/3 innings. De los Santos looking to bounce back from a 4th loss his last time out. Gave up 3 runs to the Fredericksburg Nationals and left the game after 4 innings. He was hit in the side by a line drive, and it actually deflected for an inning-ending fielder's choice. So we don't know whether or not De los Santos would have come out for the 5th, or would have stayed in the game, I should say, had an out not been recorded. But given that he was pulled after 4, suffice it to say that the line drive ended his evening, as he was just over 50 pitches at this point. But he doesn't miss a turn on the rotation. He's good to go here tonight, and hopefully he'll give the Shorebirds a very solid outing, because Delmarva, outside of Tuesday's game, has actually gotten very good starting pitching here this week, and Delos will try to keep that up. Records for both teams coming into the day. It is Delmarva at 15-27. They are 9 games back of the division-leading Carolina Mudcats, who leapfrogged Lynchburg Hellcats last evening. Charleston in 2nd place in the South at 29-13, trailing the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who are playing 2 games today after having their game yesterday against Augusta suspended. Charleston now a game and a half back of Myrtle Beach at 30-11. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, we'll talk about the pitching matchup here this evening. Dive in a little bit deeper between De Los Santos and Davion Whittle, and Austin Vernon, who will pitch in tandem with Whittle here tonight. You're listening to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, this can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you here from Charleston, South Carolina. Shorebirds and River Dogs getting ready for game four of the series. Your pitching matchup, it's Juan de los Santos, the Shorebirds, against Davion Whittle, followed by Austin Vernon here this evening. For the River Dogs, Shorebirds and De Los Santos have been a very good combo so far this season, although it hasn't turned into many wins. De Los a tough luck loser a lot this season. He is 1-4, but a 2.50 ERA, gave up three runs his last time out, which actually comprises just about a third of all the runs he's given up this season. He's given up just 10 earned runs. De Los 6'3", 250 pounds. Masson's Steve Molesky had a beautiful talk with Shorebirds pitching coach Joe Hallmacher about him and just about De Los Santos's work ethic. That, you know, he came down to the FCL last season and was having problems with some of his control, and they basically told De Los, look, he already threw 97. Could you tone it down to 93, 95 and maybe throw some more strikes? And De Los, instead of griping about it or being confused, just went out and did it. Joe has basically said everything they've asked De Los to do, he's simply gone and done it. He's that kind of talent where when presented with a problem or a way to improve his game, he thinks about it, says, I can do that, and then he does it. Some guys are just special like that. Other side of the ball for Charleston, it'll be Davion Whittle. He's making his third start of the year, fourth appearance. Just 7 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, hasn't allowed a run. 23rd round pick back in 2018 out of Fresno City College. Still just 22 years old. He'll get the ball first for Charleston. Then Austin Vernon, who has been phenomenal this season, will follow up behind him. Vernon 5-0 with a 1.26 ERA. He struck out 44 in 28 2/3. He was college teammates with Shane Davis at NC Central, and Shane was actually raving to me about Vernon last year. I asked Shane if there was anybody that might potentially be following him into the pro ranks out of NC Central, and he gave me Vernon's name. Let's just say Shane's a pretty good scout. Charleston getting ready to take the field, so we'll go ahead and transition into our Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here for tonight's game. For the Shorebirds, they are without Michel Montecone here tonight, so the Shorebirds effectively down to one catcher. Montecone has been recalled to Double-A Bowie, with Cody Roberts joining the taxi squad for the Orioles. Bay Sox needed a catcher, and Montecone goes and fills the void. So that leaves Brian Hernandez to catch, with Creed Willems still dealing with his hand injury. Leading it off for the Shorebirds, it's Luis Valdez at second, then Michel Desone bats second, plays center. Noel Bert Romero plays third base, hits third. Isaac Poloni in right field is the cleanup man. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats fifth. Trenton Craig hits sixth. He's out in left, bats seventh. Brian Hernandez does the catching, batting eighth. And Aronson Placencia is DH, batting ninth. For Juan De Los Santos on the hill for the Shorebirds. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Charleston River Dogs. It's Shane Sasaki, the DH, leads it off. Drew Baker, the center fielder, hits second. Willie Vasquez, the shortstop, bats third. Cleanup man, that's Mason Auer, the right fielder. Bobby Seymour, the first baseman, bats fifth. O'Neill Monzueta, the left fielder, bats sixth. Edwin Barragan, the hero from last night's game for Charleston, drove in three. He'll play second base and bats seventh. Jeffrey Marte back into the lineup. He was hit by a pitch and left the game early on Tuesday. Back in the lineup today, batting eighth and playing third base for Charleston. Dawson Diamond will do the catching for the River Dogs, his first start here this week. And starting on the mound for Charleston, as we mentioned, Davion Whittle to be followed by Austin Vernon in tandem with him out of the bullpen. Those are your Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. Charleston with a record of 29-13. The Shorebirds at 15-27, trying to fight their way out of the cellar. Right now, three games back at Down East, who is in fifth place. The Shorebirds have spent the majority of their season in last, and will have to do a good amount of winning here over the next couple of weeks to get out of the cellar before the first half ends. Charleston has taken the field, so we'll go ahead, take one more break, and come back with first pitch. You've been listening to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Helter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Charleston, South Carolina. We're at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark, and the Shorebirds are ready to play the Charleston River Dogs in game four of this six-game series. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds have lost the first three of this six-game set to Charleston this week. We'll try to get back on track here tonight, Friday night, from downtown Charleston, with Davion Whittle getting the start for the River Dogs. It's a relatively beautiful day at the moment. It had been raining basically the entirety of the day, but the clouds have parted. Right now, just a few scattered clouds overhead on a mid-70s day, low humidity, wind blowing in from center. Davion Whittle gets the start of the bump for the River Dogs here tonight. Whittle making his third start of the season. Hasn't allowed a run yet in 7 2/3 innings. He is on the mound. This is the defense that sets up behind him to start this one out. It's O'Neill Monzueta in left, Drew Baker in center, Mason Auer in right. Jeffrey Martes at third, Willie Vasquez at short, Edwin Barragan at second, Bobby Seymour at first, and Dawson Diamond does the catching. Luis Valdez digs in from the left side. Charleston wearing their alternate Friday uniforms. It's a red jersey base with blue sleeves. River Dogs in white across the front, white numbers on the back. Shorebirds in their alternate black for the second straight game. Orange numbers with the D-Bird logo on the left chest. Orange piping up the front. Ready to go here from Charleston. Whittle will work from the first base side of the rubber. Full windup. High navy blue socks. Here's his first pitch of the game. It's a fastball on the outside corner. We're underway a minute early at 7:04 here on Friday night from Charleston. Wind gusting in from center to kick this one off. Whittle now transitioning to the stretch for pitch number two is 0-1. Valdez shows bunt and bunts it foul to the backstop. It's quickly 0-2. Whittle 6'1", 236 pounds. A Rays-colored glove, that very light blue teal that the Rays use. 0-2, fastball misses low. That was a quick pitch there from Whittle. Fastball was low. It's 1-2. Valdez trying to find his groove again, hitting 221, 607 OPS. 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 93 just thrown by him. And Whittle starts his night with a strikeout. One out here in the top of the first, and that brings up Michel Desaune. Desaune hitting 225, 564 OPS. Whittle from the stretch with nobody on. Here's the first pitch. And Desaune fouls it out of play right field side for strike one. Desaune, no homers, seven driven in. Looking for his first hit in the series. He's 0 for 7. It's his first action in about a week. 0-1. Fastball outside corner, and Whittle, working exclusively with the fastball here through his first six pitches, is ahead on Desaune, 0-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 0-2. Tapped foul to the backstop. Breaking ball, Desaune able to foul it off. And the count stays at 0-2. Right now, home plate in shadows, the mound in sunshine. Be tough for hitters in the early going. 0-2. Desaune swings and misses. It got through the catcher, diamond to the backstop. Desaune racing for first. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Pulled the first baseman Seymour off the bag as well. And Desaune reaches on a drop third strike. I hesitated there for a moment because of the way it got through diamond. It was a pitch right down the middle. I assumed how badly Diamond missed that, then it must have been foul-tipped. But it wasn't. Back-to-back strikeouts to open the game for Whittle, but a man at first and one out thanks to the drop third strike. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Man at first, one out. Romero hitting 245. The first pitch to the right-handed batter is fouled back and out of play for strike one. Romero having a very productive series. He's 3 for 8. In the first three games, a double, three driven in. Middle infield at double play depth. Desaune at first, the 0-1. Romero takes a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice backhand pick by the catcher, Diamond. And the count's even at 1. Desaune at first. He's 7 for 9 in stolen bases this season. Seymour holds him on. Romero square stance, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Can't connect on an off-speed pitch. Down low, it's 1-2. No score, top of the first. What had been a rainy day has now seen the clouds part. Sunshine on the field. Couple clouds scattered overhead. Lights already turning on early. 1-2. Romero hits a hard grounder to short in the hole. Tipped by the shortstop Vasquez into shallow left. He goes and corrals it himself. Up to second goes Desaune. Romero safely aboard at first. We'll see how they score this one. But the Shorebirds have men at first and second and one out. That'll be a base hit for Romero. His fourth hit of the series already. And there's men at first and second with one out here in the first against Davion Whittle. Been in. Active leader in both categories for the club. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. He swings and lines one out to deep center field. Baker racing back, still going back. It's over his head and it goes to the wall. Desaune around third, he comes in to score. Here comes Romero around third. The relay throw to the plate is in time. Got Romero by a couple of steps. The shortstop Vasquez with a strike to the plate throws out Romero, who went in with a headlong dive. Tagged out by the catcher Diamond. So Bologna double and RBI. Desaune scores, and there's now two outs in the inning. For Bologna, his ninth double and 26th run driven in. He's now at second for Isaac De Leon. Shorebirds now with the lead, 1-0. De Leon, right-handed batter. Whittle crossfire set the pitch. It's at the knees with a fastball for strike one. De Leon open stance, hits with his front heel off the ground. Two homers, 15 driven in, hitting 188. Bologna leads away from second, the pitch. Fastball just off the outside edge, 1-1. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Steve Craze and Trey Jester, his partner, out in the field. Wind still gusting in from center. That tells you how hard Bologna hit that ball to get it over Baker's head. 1-1. Slow breaking ball off the outside corner at 77. 2-1. Bologna held close to the bag at second by Barragan, the second baseman. The 2-1. Fastball just outside. Whittle can't get the call. Actually looks in towards home, asking if it was a couple inches off. So 3-1 on De Leon. He came off the bench last night replacing Ryan Higgins, who's out of the lineup again. Got two hits, including a double. 3-1. De Leon swings and pops it up out of play first base side. And the count's full. Can report Higgins is in far better spirits than where he was. That was the same shoulder that he had surgically repaired after dislocating it last summer. So happy to say that he's up and about, still with the team, but out of the lineup today. And now Whittle steps off. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. De Leon at the plate, Bologna at second. It's 1-0 Shorebirds in the first. Bologna an RBI double, but Romero got thrown out at the plate on the tail end of the play. 3-2 pitch. De Leon takes high, ball 4. Works the walk, is team leading 29th of the season. That's top 5 in the Carolina League as well. And there's men at first and second with 2 outs for Trenton Craig.
Come on, Red.
And remember, this inning is only at this point because Michel Desone reached on a drop third strike that wasn't even in the dirt. Shorebirds trying to take advantage of it. Have already scored once. First pitch to Craig. Fastball a little low. Outside half, 1-0. Men at first and second, 2 outs for Craig. No homers, 4 driven in for him. Hitting 140, 548 OPS in 13 games. The pitch. He swings and hits a soft liner into left field to base it. Bologna gets the wave around third. He'll come in to score without a play. It's an RBI single for Trenton Craig, and the Shorebirds make it a 2-0 game here in the first. Fastball got in on Craig's hands, but he muscled it into left. De Leon goes up to second, and it's 2-0 Shorebirds here in the first, their largest lead here this week. Craig with his 5th RBI of the season. Now Moises Ramirez will try to keep the line moving. 2 on, 2 out. Another right-handed batter. Whittle's first pitch. Powers a fastball down low at 93. 1-0. Outfield straight away, but playing deep. Infield straight up. 1-0. Ramirez swings. It's a chopper to third. Grabbed by the third baseman Marte next to the bag. And he'll just touch off on the base to force out De Leon. And end the inning. But the Shorebirds scored twice. RBI double, Isaac Bologna. RBI single, Trenton Craig. And we go to the bottom of the first. It's Delmarva 2. Charleston coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to the gym.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first from Charleston. It's Delmarva 2, and Charleston coming to bat for the first time against Juan De Los Santos, as De Los gets a lead to work with here in the early going. Shorebirds play 2 in the top half of the frame. De Los Santos 1-4 with a 2.50 ERA here to begin the season. He's been a tough luck loser a good deal, but now working with an early lead, we'll see what he can get done. Defense behind him to start out is Trenton Craig in left, Michel Desone in center, Isaac Bologna in right, Noelbert Romero's at third, Isaac De Leon at short, Luis Valdez at second, Moises Ramirez at first, and Brian Hernandez does the catching. Leading off for the River Dogs is Shane Sasaki, the DH, right-handed batter. First pitch from De Los Santos. It's a fastball off the inside corner at 94 for ball one. De Los coming off of his roughest outing the season against Salem last time out. 1-0 pitch. Sasaki fouls it away, right field side, 1-1. De Los Santos gave up 3 runs over 4 innings, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. The 3 runs were the most runs he's given up in any game this year. Righty works from the first base side of the rubber into his wind, the 1-1. Fastball misses up and away, 2-1. De Los Santos turned 20 just a couple of days ago, back on Wednesday night. 6'3", 250 pounds. His 2-1 to Sasaki. Fastball, or breaking ball rather, down the middle. Don't know where that missed. Sasaki's favorite. DH for the River Dogs, hitting 301, 757 OPS. The pitch. He swings and loops it out into shallow center. DeSone racing on, has to play it on a hop as Sasaki loops one into center for a leadoff single. It's now 3 of 4 games that Sasaki has started with a base hit for Charleston. De Los Santos on the season, 36 innings, 39 strikeouts, 15 walks, 27 hits, 10 runs, all earned. Like we said, 4 losses despite a 2.50 ERA. He's given up just 6 earned runs in the 18 innings that he's thrown during his losses. First pitch to Drew Baker. Breaking ball in the dirt squirts through Hernandez's legs. And up to second goes Sasaki on the wild pitch. Not the start De Los Santos was looking for with the 2-run lead. Sasaki, a base hit, goes to second on the wild pitch. And now a 1-0 count on Drew Baker, leading the River Dogs and hitting a 364 average, OPS, a point above 1,000. Right-handed batter, open stance, now time called as De Los Santos steps off. Him and Hernandez not on the same page there. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. De Los Santos at the letters is 1-0. Fastball runs in at 97. Nearly hits Baker in the ribs. And the count's 2-0. De Los Santos looks back to second. Is 2-0 to Baker. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. Count's 2-1. Home plate still covered in shadows. They're starting to creep about halfway out to the mound. Every time I say that, that's going to make it harder for hitters. Happened at Columbia. Fireflies erupted for a 7-run second that game. Here today, the Birds scored 2 in the first. The pitch. Baker swings and pops it up. Shallow right. Second baseman and right fielder come together, and it's the second baseman, Valdez, to make the catch. In front of a sliding first down of the inning recorded, thankfully without too much drama. So Sasaki stays put out at second. That brings up the shortstop, Willie Vasquez. Obviously, Vasquez playing at short in this one means that first-round pick from last year, Carson Williams, who is leading the River Dogs in basically every category, has the night off. First pitch to Vasquez. Big swing. Foul tips it up the plate for strike one. 2-0 Shorebirds. Bomb of the first. Sasaki out at second. Vasquez, the batter, hitting an even 200. 549 OPS, 1 homer, 20 driven in. Big right-handed batter holds the bat straight up next to his head. The 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner at 97. It's 0-2. De Los Santos still with long black sleeve despite the warm day. We're sitting high 70s, low 80s. But with the rain that's come all day, has provided a little bit of a chilling effect. Not to the point that I'd think about wearing sleeves. De Los is himself. The 0-2. Fastball up and in at 98. 1-2. De Los' past couple of starts has actually worked with lower velocity in the first couple of innings and then slowly progressed up to what we just saw there at 98. Here today, he's coming out firing bullets. And at second, one out. 1-2 pitch. Fastball fouled back. 98 again from De Los Santos. Stay at 1-2. He's talking about that with pitching coach Joe Hamacher. He just laughed a little bit about that. Thinks it's just part of the growing pains for De Los Santos, being able to come out and have the same energy level that he needs at the start that he'll have at the end. 1-2 again. Breaking ball fouled back. That slider got a good bit of the plate. Vasquez stays alive at 1-2. It's 2-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the first. One out. It's been a pretty well-pitched series for the Shorebirds, despite the three losses. 10-run Tuesday notwithstanding, but after that, it's been pretty solid. The 1-2. Fastball down and away. Counts 2-2. 7 runs last night. 4 of them came in the second, 3 of them in the eighth. A couple of them were unearned as well. Night before that, Shorebirds gave up 5. So overall, they've kept a potent River Dogs offense at bay. The 2-2 hit hard on the ground on one hop off the knee of the second baseman Valdez, and it caroms all the way into shallow left. Racing for second is Vasquez. Here's the throw. Not in time. Vasquez takes second. Sasaki scores on a one-hop screamer that ricocheted off the second baseman Valdez's knee. You're going to hit Valdez with an error there. That's about the hardest hit error that I've ever seen. Brings up Mason Auer. Now the tying run at second, one out, bomb of the first. It's a 2-1 game. Auer, right-handed batter. Calm stance, and now De Los Santos steps off the mound, wants to go through the signs again. Our two homers, 14 driven in, hitting 302, 837 OPS. De Los Santos looks to second the pitch. Breaking ball cued down the first base line, over the first base bag. The first baseman Ramirez collects it, takes it to the first base bag, and retires Auer on a very weird chopper. To third goes Vasquez, and there's two away. The amount of side spin that baseball had the potential to be basically calamitous. And thankfully, it didn't hit off the bag either. It hopped right over it. Ramirez stuck with it. Now two away for Bobby Seymour. Same night. Left-handed batter, open stance. First pitch. Takes a breaking ball, belt high. Just a little bit above the zone for ball one. Vasquez at third, two outs. It's 2-1 Shorebirds over the River Dogs, bottom of the first. Seymour, 5 homers, 23 driven in. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball tailing away at 96, 1-1. Seymour hitting 272, 810 OPS. 13th round pick out of Wake Forest last year. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. De Los Santos at the shoulders. Here's his pitch. Swing and a miss again. 96, same spot. Seymour can't hit it. It's 1-2. De Los Santos leans in for the sign, works on the first base side of the rubber. Straightens up, comes set. Is 1-2. And Seymour fouls it back. 96 on the outside half again. And the count's 1-2. It's good to see that De Los is having no side effects from getting hit by the liner that ended his last start. He seemed okay even when that game ended. He walked off the field under his own power and had been throwing all this week. His velocity still there again. 1-2 to Seymour. And it's fouled off again. 97. Seymour pokes it out of play. Third base side. Count stays at 1-2. 2 outs, bottom of the first. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 2-1. Willie Vasquez, an error. Hard hit ball off the second baseman's knee. Still 1-2 on Seymour. Him and De Los Santos duking it out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and clubbed in the air to deep left center field. DeSone racing back. Center fielder looks up and watches it one hop off the wall. Seymour turns down gear into second. RBI double scores Vasquez from third. And we're tied at 2 here in the bottom of the first.
Go,
The run will be unearned thanks to the error that extended the inning, but don't tell that to De Los Santos. He's still upset with himself out in the mounds. Two-run lead evaporates right away, tied at two, bottom of the first now. Man at second, two outs for O'Neill Monsueta, right-handed batter. The first offering, he chops it high on the ground to short. Nice backhand pick by De Leon, throws to first, and retires Monsueta by a step and a half to end the inning. A little look what I found by De Leon at short. Retires Monsueta, strands a runner at second. And we go to the second, back where we started, all tied up. It's Charleston 2, Delmarva 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. The second from Charleston, it's Delmarva 2 and Charleston 2 now as well. Both sides able to push across a couple of runs in the first inning. Shorebirds will send 8-9-1 to the plate here in the second. Brian Hernandez leads it off, the catcher, against Davion Whittle. Marks with a blank slate now, game all tied up. From the stretch with nobody on, his first pitch, Hernandez swings and misses for strike one. Hernandez left-handed batter. Charleston shifts for him to the right side. Plays him the pull. Open stance, the 0-1. Swings and chops it right into the ship. Nice backhand pick by Seymour on the short hop. And the first baseman flips to the pitcher covering at first to retire Hernandez on the 3-1 putout. Brings up Aaron Simplicencia, the DH for the Shorebirds, playing in his third straight game here this week since being added to the club. Sencia, nine-hole batter. Tied at two, top of the second, one out, nobody on. Sencia, two for his first seven with the Shorebirds, has also drawn a walk. Square stance from the right side, Whittle's first pitch. Swing and a miss. Led on a fastball at 93 for strike one. The double for Isaac Baloney back in the first inning, by the way. That's just the fourth extra base hit for the Shorebirds this week. 0-1. Breaking ball down and in, and the count's even at one. Whittle crossfire set. High light kick the pitch. And Placencia fouls the breaking ball out of play. 1-2. Shorebirds have not homered yet this week either. All four extra base hits, doubles. 1-2 to Placencia. Down in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher Diamond, even with nobody on, working hard. And the count's even at 2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Wind still fluttering in from center. It's at times been blowing towards third, other time 2-2. Placencia takes in the dirt again, and the count's full. Don't expect Whittle to work too long into this game. His longest outing this season's just three innings. Austin Vernon, who is his tandem mate, has been the one doing the bulk of the pitching on days where they throw together. Shorebirds have to get to Whittle first, mostly because of how well Vernon has thrown this year with a sub-1.5 ERA. 3-2. Placencia takes a fastball outside half. Belts high. He knew it. rung up on strikes. Third strike out of the game for Whittle. And there's two outs here in the second. Lineup flips the top and Luis Valdez. Valdez struck out swinging his first time up. Switch hitter steps in from the left side. Now 1-for-9 in the series against Charleston. Open stance, hits with his front heel off the ground. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in for strike one. Infield plays him to pull a little bit. Third baseman Marte stays at home, but in the pitch. It's down the dirt for ball one. Always have to guard against the bunt against Valdez, who has 80 grade speed. Clocked at under 4 seconds to first, which is as elite as it comes. The 1-1. Valdez shows bunt there and takes down low for ball two. That's another quick pitch there from Whittle. He does that with nobody on. Instead of coming to a full set and stop, basically as he's coming up, he'll start throwing to the plate, try to catch a hitter off guard. 2-1. Slider down and in, and the count's 3-1. On deck, Mishael Desson, if we get there in the inning. Tied at 2, top of the second, nobody on. Here's the 3-1. Valdez swings, it's a high chopper towards short. Coming in, Vasquez gloves, the shortstop fires to first, just in time to get Valdez as Seymour keeps a toe on the bag. The throw pulling him out towards right field, Beatty Valdez. And that does it for the Birds here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Delmarva 2 and Charleston 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Bottom of the second inning, it's Charleston 2 and Delmarva 2. Sam Jelinek with you. Juan de los Santos back to work on the mound for the Shorebirds. Gave up 2 runs in the first inning. One of those was unearned. But nonetheless, it's a tie game as we begin the bottom of the second. Edwin Barragan leads it off for the River Dogs. De los Santos' first pitch. It's a fastball that brushes him off the inside corner for ball one. 7-8-9 for the River Dogs. Barragan made his Charleston debut last night. Good first impression. The 1-0 rips a grounder straight up the middle. De Leon dives. The shortstop can't get it. And Edwin Barragan's very good start to his Charleston career continues. He was 2-for-3 last night with a homer and an RBI single. And he leads off the second with a base hit here. He's at first now for Jeffrey Marte. Marte back in the lineup for the first time since Tuesday. He got hit on the knee that game. Toughed it out for a couple more innings, then had to be lifted. Switch hitter bats from the left side. De Los Santos from the stretch his pitch. Change up on the outside corner for strike one. De Los Santos, mainly fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. In the infield at double play depth, Barragan leads from first. The 0-1. Slider poked in the air to deep left field. Craig racing back towards the corner. Left fielder reels it in front of the warning track for the first out here in the second. Barragan retreats to first. Brings up the catcher, Dawson Diamond. This is Diamond's just 10th game of the season. 34th round pick out of Ports Hill High School back in 2018. 4 for 32 on the year. That's a 125 average, 431 OPS. Open stance from the right side. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider darting down and away. Strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. The wind still blowing in strong from center. Outfield straight away. Ramirez holds on Barragan at first. Barragan stole quite a few bases in the Dominican Summer League. The pitch. Slider off the outside corner this time. 1-1. Stole 15 or 18 bases last year down in the Dominican. Diamond, the nine-hole hitter, top of the order on deck. Throw over to first. De Los Santos stuttered his feet, so he lobbed the ball over. Barragan back safely. Otherwise, looked like the runner was leaning. There was actually a chance to get him. Tied at two, bottom of the second. Game four of the series, the first three. 1-1. Fastball paints the outside corner at 96. It's 1-2. And now time called as Isaac Maloney has to go and pick up a baseball out on the warning track. We talked about the Shoeless Joe Hill down the right field line here in Charleston. It's basically a berm area, just like the Shorebirds have it, left field at Purdue Stadium. A bunch of kids throwing baseballs there, and quite a few of them have ended up on the field here already today. 1-2. Diamond takes a heater, called strike three, outside corner at the knees. De Los Santos with his first strikeout of the game, and there's two outs here in the second. Lineup flips the top and Shane Sasaki. Sasaki singled and scored his first time up. Two outs, a man at first, tied at two, bottom of the second. Sasaki, right-handed batter. De Los Santos ready, his pitch. Fastball outside black, 95, he carves it up. Might be a good spot for Barragan to run. Third base coach and manager Blake Butera gives the signs. Top of the order up. Sasaki already down in the count. Here's the pitch. Barragan runs, misses down low, and Hernandez can't get a throw off. Barragan into second without a play. His first stolen base in Charleston uniform. Slider was below the knees. Hernandez double clutched it. By the time he would have been able to get a throw off, Barragan was already at second. 1-1. Fastball misses down and away for ball two, and De Los Santos, a little curse under his breath, snaps his arm. Frustrated with missing the zone there. De Los Santos exceptionally hard on himself, despite not being very vocal. Goes about his work in a very understated way, like we said, he was talking about during the pregame show. 2-1. Sasaki slices it out of play, right field side, and the count's even at two. You just ask De Los Santos to do something. He says yes and then does it. He expects the same of himself whenever he wants to execute. Just 20 years old, out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, signed back in 2019. 2-2 on Sasaki, man at second, 2 outs, tied at two, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And Sasaki foul tips it, held on to by Hernandez. De Los Santos strikes him out, and that does it for the River Dogs here in the second. On to the third we go. We're tied at two here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds actions from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the River Dogs and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Shorebirds send 2-3-4 to the plate against Davion Whittle, still on the mound for Charleston. His season long is 3 innings. He's done that now twice this season, trying to make it a third straight outing there. Deson at the plate for the Birds, right-handed batter, his first pitch home. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Deson struck out his first time up, a reach on a drop third strike, came around to score. 0-1. Fastball, or changeup rather, up and away. 1-1. Shorebirds very well could have had more in that first inning. The play that Deson scored on, the double for Isaac Baloney, Noelbert Romero, was thrown out at the plate by a couple of steps. Shorebirds gave up an out and a run on that play. The 1-1. Deson checks his swing, but he went around, says the home plate umpire, Steve Craze. It's 1-2. Deson hitless in the series, 0-8. Whittle from the stretch with nobody on the pitch. Deson off the hands, floats it into right field, a base hit. Sounded like he might have broke his bat as well. It'll take it for his first base hit of the week. Support at first to lead off the third. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero singled his first time up and then was thrown out of the plate trying to score on Isaac Baloney's double. Romero with the base hit extended his hit streak now to 6. He's 8 for his last 22. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball misses low for ball 1. Wind picking up again, blowing in from center. Shifting skyscape as well. Clouds blowing right to left across the horizon. 1-0. Romero swings and belts it deep down the left field line. That'll hook foul. 1-1. Shorebirds still haven't homered here this week, and the closest they've really gotten was actually Ryan Higgins back on Tuesday night. His flyout to end the game nearly put the Shorebirds on top after trailing by 8. He takes a slider down and away. It's 2-1. They zone at first, nobody out, top of the third. River Dogs and Shorebirds tied at 2. River Dogs have taken the first 3 games of the series. Shorebirds trying to stop the trend, get one back. The 2-1, Romero pops it in the air down the right field line. Right fielder Auer towards the corner by the sidewall, runs out of room. And it's on to the shoeless Joe Hill. And the count's even at 2. Romero walks back to the plate, takes his time. Deson at first, nobody out, led off the inning with a single. Shorebirds with 4 hits in the game. Had 5 all of last night. Whittle, crossfire set. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, and Romero lays off, and the count's full. Whittle's walked just 1. That was back in the first. At a 1-2-3 second. Deson leads off the third with a base hit. Now a 3-2 count on Romero. See if Deson takes off. Middle infield at double play depth. They discuss who's going to cover in case Deson runs. Here's the pitch. Deson stays put, and Romero lines one into right center field. Baker, the center fielder, over, able to reel it in on the run. Retire Romero scorched that baseball. But a good read from Baker in center, able to put it away, helped by the wind as well, blowing in and towards third. Holds it up for him, and there's one out here in the third inning. Tied at 2 between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs. Brings up Isaac Baloney. RBI double his first time up. Snapped an 0-for-7 skid. First pitch to him is down the dirt for ball 1. Tied at 2, top of the third. Deson at first. Baloney from the left side digging in. And the count 1-0, middle infield at double play depth again. Third baseman Marte a step or two behind the bag. 1-0. Maloney a big swing and a miss out in front of a changeup. Starting to think that maybe Whittle is destined for four innings tonight. Nobody's up in the Charleston bullpen. Would be Austin Vernon to come after the 1-1. Changeup misses outside. Snap throw back to first and DeSone back in standing. Right now, Whittle at 48 pitches through 2 1/3. Maloney open stands on the left side. High Black Sox. 2-1. Swings and rolls it on the ground through the hole right side and on into right field. A base hit. DeSone races up to second. Stops there. Throw comes in quickly from Auer in right. And there's men at first and second with one out for Isaac De Leon. De Leon walked his first time up, his team leading 29th walk of the season. Hitting 183 was 2-for-3 last night off the bench. Right-handed batter. Whittle hands together at the belt, rocks and deals. Slider off the outside corner for ball one. Tied at two, Shorebirds and River Dogs top of the third. DeSone at second, Bologna at first. Here's the pitch. De Leon checks his swing. Fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-1. In the infield at double play depth, not paying a ton of attention to DeSone at second. Now the second baseman, Barragan, comes over. The 1-1. De Leon fouls it back over top the River Dogs dugout, first base side. And the count's 1-2. Outfield straight away. Wind still gusting in from right center. Whittle's 1-2. De Leon a weak tapper to the backstop. He's barely able to stay alive on a pitch down and out of the zone. It's 1-2. De Leon fifth in the order with Trendon Craig hitting sixth on deck. Craig with an RBI single his first time up. Gave the Shorebirds a 2-0 lead. River Dogs have since tiered in the third. Men at first and second, one out. And a 1-2 pitch coming into Isaac De Leon. Here it is. And De Leon pops it up back in over our heads behind home. And the count remains 1-2. Whittle a look to second. Hands the belt. Kicks and throws. Fastball misses up and away. And the count's now even at 2-2. Now the Charleston bullpen springs to life, and that is Austin Vernon, who has started to throw. 2-2. De Leon rolls it on the ground to third, blocked by the third baseman Marte, steps on the bag for one, throws it across the diamond, it gets by the first baseman Seymour, racing up to second De Leon. Bologna goes to third on the error. So it'll be a fielder's choice, and E5 for Marte. Have a potential double play right in front of him. As he stepped on the bag, threw across his body to first, Seymour couldn't pick it. And there's men at second and third with two outs now for Trendon Craig. Craig, an RBI single his first time up. A soft liner into left. Tied at two, top of the third. Here's the first pitch. It's down the dirt. A great block by Dawson Diamond. Saving a run there. Count in Craig's favor, 1-0. For Trendon, it was his fifth RBI of the season. Second hit here in the week. Both of his hits have actually been run-producing singles. Two-run single and RBI single earlier in this one. 1-0 misses down and away for ball two. Whittle pitching around Craig here with Moises Ramirez on deck. Two-0 to Craig. Swing and a miss. Late on 92. Tried to wait back on it. Maloney at third. DeSone at second. Two outs, top of the third, the pitch. Craig takes, fastball at the knees, outside half. And Whittle's battled back to even up the count at two. Shorebirds trying to take the lead back. Led 2-0 after one, now tied at two. Whittle from the belt, cranks and fires. And Craig, a weak chopper just to the left of the mound. Whittle off the bump, grabs it, throws low to first, and it gets by Seymour into the Charleston bullpen. Two runs coming to score. Craig goes up to second. And on the second error of the inning for Charleston, the Shorebirds restore their two-run advantage. It's Delmarva 4, Charleston 2 in the third. Whittle had the hard part down, just having to field that baseball off the mound. But his throw to first was low. Seymour couldn't pick it. Craig reaches safely, and it's 4-2 Shorebirds in the third. Now Moises Ramirez, another right-handed batter. The pitch. Moises takes a fastball outside for ball one. And it is they haven't ruled it yet whether or not it's a single or an error on which Craig reached. 1-0. Ramirez tops it on the ground to third, right at Marte. Third baseman Gloves in line with the bag and throws solidly to first to retire Ramirez and end the inning. The Shorebirds score two more times and take a 4-2 lead as we go to the bottom of the third here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third about to begin. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs again by two runs. It's now 4-2 Delmarva. A couple of errors in the top of the inning, allowing the Shorebirds to push two runs across. Drew Baker leads it off for the River Dogs, and the first pitch from Juan de los Santos just misses off of the inside corner for ball one. 2-3 and 4 due up for Charleston. Baker popped out to second his first time up. Right-handed batter, De Los Santos, the windup and the pitch. Baker, it's a ground ball right back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Top spinner able to find its way into center. Leadoff single for Charleston, the third straight inning to open the game that they've opened with a base hit. Fourth hit of the game off of De Los Santos already. Past two times out have been De Los Santos' roughest outings of the season. Gave up three runs in four innings to Fredericksburg on the 21st, two runs in five innings to Salem back on the 10th. And at first, feeling out his hand a little bit. Actually, just trying to get on his oven mitt. Protective sliding gear. So De Los Santos ready to work. His first pitch to Willie Vasquez. Misses just down and in with the fastball for ball one. De Los Santos, through two-plus innings now, has given up two runs, one earned on four hits. Hasn't walked anybody and struck out two. This is a very hard Charleston team to strike out. Birds only punched out three River Dogs batters last night. The 1-0, Baker runs, and Vasquez hits it softly in the air to shallow left, racing in. Craig has to play it on a hop. Skips by him for a second, but he knocks it down, picks it back up, and Baker stays put at second. Vasquez with a pop fly single to left. Puts two on with nobody out to begin the third. Frees up Mason Auer. He grounded to first, his first time up. Then at first and second, nobody out. Shorebirds just took the lead back 4-2. Would be loathsome to give it right back. The first pitch to Auer. Fastball down and away for ball one. Baker at second, Vasquez at first. Nobody out, bomb the third. Right on right matchup. Hernandez sets up down. De Los Santos pitches home. And Auer smacks it in the air to deep right field. Baloney sprinting back, still going back. It drops in the warning track and spins into the corner. One run scores. Vasquez gets the stop sign at third. Now he runs through it. The throw to the plate is not in time. Vasquez ran straight through the stop sign at third, but made it work. Auer ends up at third with a triple. And we're tied up again. It's Delmarva 4 and Charleston 4 here in the third. And it wasn't even so much that it was more that Auer forced him to run. Auer was sprinting around third. And with nowhere to go, Vasquez had to take off the plate and made it by a hair. Infield comes in now, man at third, nobody out, tied at four, and Bobby Seymour the batter. Seymour laced an RBI double his first time up. Seymour left-handed batter, infield in on the grass, tied at four here in the third, the pitch. Seymour swings and blasts it high in the air to deep center. Deson going back, gets pushed into the left center field warning track and makes the catch to retire Seymour. Tagging and scoring from third is Auer, and the River Dogs take the lead for the first time tonight, 5-4 on the sack fly. Wind must be howling in right now. It's blowing pretty strongly from center, but Deson started straight back and had to dash over to his, or our left, his right, into the gap to make that catch. So reset it, one out, nobody on, and O'Neill Monsueta, the batter, takes a first pitch fastball high for ball one. Single, single, two-run triple, sack fly, and just like that, Charleston has the lead back. They answer the Shorebirds again, 1-0. Monsueta takes a slider on the outside corner, 1-1. Monsueta grounded to short his first time up. Hitting 248 on the season, 798 OPS. 1-1. Swings and dribbles at foul, third base side. And the count's 1-2. Five-four Charleston, bomb of the third. Both teams scored two in the first. Shorebirds took the lead back in the third. The pitch, fouled straight back. Monsueta stays alive. Two runs on two errors in the top of the inning for the Shorebirds, but now Charleston with three hits to open the frame have taken the lead. 5-4, 1-2 again, swinging a miss, up and in. Monsueta cut through it, and there's two outs here in the third. Brings up Edwin Barragán. Barragán singled and stole second his first time up, was stranded there though in the second inning. De Los Santos the windup and his first pitch sliders in the dirt for ball one. Austin Vernon throwing again out in the Charleston bullpen. Looks like he'll come on for the fourth. Two outs, nobody on for Barragán. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Way late on the curveball. And the count's even at one. 5-4 Charleston over Delmarva, bottom of the third. De Los Santos, the windup, here it comes. And a breaking ball smacked in the air to left center field. Deson, the center fielder, coming in a couple of steps towards the gap. Makes the catch, retires Barragán, and ends the third. But Charleston with three runs, able to take the lead for the first time tonight. We're on to the fourth. It's Charleston 5, Delmarva 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 5-4. We've got TechNet calling the bullpen to tell you about. Davion Whittle done after three innings for the River Dogs, replaced by Austin Vernon. Whittle goes three frames, allows five runs, three earned on six hits, no walks, strikes out three. And Vernon takes over, who right now is the hottest pitcher in the Carolina League. Vernon 5-0 with a 1.26 ERA, making his ninth appearance all out of the bullpen. Righty into his wind, his first pitch to Brian Hernandez. Fastball down the middle for strike one. 28 and two-thirds innings, Vernon has struck out 44, walked 11, giving up just 13 hits, a one. Off-speed pitch on the outside edge, it's 0-2. 10th round pick out of NC Central last year, Vernon 6'8", 265. Hands over his head, the 0-2. Fastball misses down and in, and the count's 1-2. Vernon with long, dark amber locks, not quite brown, a little on the lighter side. They flow all the way down to his shoulders. 1-2. Fastball is high, and the count's even at 2. Hernandez leads it off for the Birds here in the fourth, trailing for the first time tonight. Brian, left-handed batter, 0-for-1, the 2-2. Fastball or changeup rounder is high for ball three. Vernon, a college teammate of the Shorebirds' own Shane Davis. Shane actually pointed me in Vernon's direction last year. 3-2. Hernandez rips it foul down the right field side, and the count stays at 3-2. Asked Shane whether or not there were any potential draft picks that were coming out. We got this one kid, very tall, throws hard, 3-2. Hernandez swings and fouls it at the plate to stay alive. And lo and behold, that was Austin Vernon. The Rays took him in the 10th round last year, and he has done nothing but dominate since coming into pro ball. Last year, gave up just a run in 11 and a third innings. 3-2 again. Hernandez swings and misses. Vernon finally sets him down with a breaking ball, and there's one out here in the fourth. And so far this year, Vernon, in 28 and two-thirds innings, has allowed just four earned runs. He's the reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, who comes into the game with a 15 and a third inning scoreless streak. Aaronson Placencia, the batter, takes a first pitch slider on the outside corner for strike one. Placencia struck out looking his first time up against Whittle. Right on right matchup, 0-1. Slider again, snaps onto the outside corner at 0-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Placencia. Vernon hands over his head in the wind, the pitch. Fastball misses up and in, 96. It's 1-2. Vernon very lanky, throws every bit of his limbs at the plate when he throws. The 1-2 is a weak dribbler towards second. Brent DeBarragan, the second baseman, vacuums it up, throws to first, retires Placencia, and there's two outs here in the fourth. Last time Vernon allowed a run, it was April. Hasn't given up anything in the month of May. Last run he allowed was April the 29th against Fredericksburg. Now top of the order, Luis Valdez. Switch hitter bats left in the first pitch. Change up on the outside corner for strike one. 2 outs, nobody on. Shorebirds down 5-4, top of the fourth. Vernon the windup, here's the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball one. Vernon with long navy blue sleeves, black glove, hands over his head, the 1-1. Bounces this one in, sails one to the backstop, comes back with a 55-foot breaking ball. Hoffman is 0-2, struck out and grounded out. 2-1 offering. Vernon misses way down and in. Valdez has to dance out of the way, and it's 3-1. 5-4 Charleston lead, first time they've led here tonight. 3-1. Valdez takes low, ball four. Vernon loses it and walks him with 2 outs. First walk issued by Charleston pitching tonight. So that brings up Michael Desone. Second man in the order gets a chance to hit here with 2 outs in the fourth. Valdez at first, a likely candidate to run. Stolen 18 bases this season, including 2 last night. First pitch from Vernon. Desone takes a slider down the middle for strike one, and Vernon a very high leg kick. Should allow Valdez to run if he wants to. Infield plays Desone to pull right-handed batter. Second baseman Barragan up the middle. Here's the 0-1. Valdez does run. Slider's a called strike, and Diamond won't even get a throw off. Valdez into second with a slide. Steals his 19th base without a play, and the Shorebirds the tying run at second with 2 outs in the fourth. I'm guessing Vernon is of the mind with how well he's pitching right now. He'd rather put his all into the pitch going home than worry about any runner on. 0-2 to Desone. Swings and ropes it on the ground to short by the dive of Vasquez and on into left field. Valdez flies around third and scores with a headlong dive. Beats the throw by a half step, and Michael Desone with his second hit of the game ties us at 5 here in the fourth. Vasquez nearly a stupendous play at short, but Desone rolls it under his glove. Valdez in his speed able to fly around and score despite the good throw from Manzueta in left. And the Shorebirds tie us at 5 here in the fourth. Now to Albert Romero. First pitch, he swings and blasts one foul for strike one. Desone, who's coming back from an ankle injury. Vernon still going the high leg kick. Not sure if Desone wants to run on it. Here's the 0-1. Desone is running. Breaking balls down and away. The throw to second goes into center. Desone pops up from his slide. Goes to third. The ball dropped by Baker in center. And Desone stays put at third on the stolen base in E2 on Dawson Diamond, the catcher. So the Shorebirds taking advantage of Vernon's lackadaisical approach to the plate. Easily over a second and a half in his time to home. So now Desone at third, 2 outs. After the Shorebirds tied it, now a chance to take the lead, the 1-1. Romero takes a breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Romero 1-for-2 with a single back in the first. Desone at third, tied it at 5 with a base hit with 2 outs. Now Romero trying to bring him in, the 1-2. Romero takes a fastball down the middle, called strike three. Looking for the breaking ball, got the heater, and Vernon able to stop the bleeding here in the fourth. But Michael Desone, an RBI single, snaps Vernon's 16-plus inning scoreless streak and ties the game at 5. We go to the bottom of the fourth, all even at 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. TheShorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth here from Salisbury. Shorebirds and River Dogs tied at five now after Mishael DeSone's RBI single. And we've got a defensive change to tell you about here as Noelbert Romero has come out of the game for the Shorebirds. Creed Willems has come into the game, and he's playing first base. The Shorebirds already shorthanded thanks to Mishael Montecombe being promoted to Double-A Bowie, as well as Ryan Higgins' injury. So Willems has to come in and play first. He'll bat in Romero's spot, with Ramirez now playing third. Valdez stays at second with De Leon at short. The first pitch from Juan de los Santos to Jeffrey Marte misses down low for ball one. 1-0. Marte swings and chops it foul up the first base side for strike one. This is Willems' first appearance at first base this season with the Shorebirds. And going back to last year down in FCL. 1-1 from De Los Santos to Marte is swung on and missed for strike two. Willems hasn't played actually at first base in his pro career in high school, but this will be interesting. 1-2, it's down in the dirt. And the count's even at two. So I wasn't under the impression that Creed was ready to play as far as where his hand injury was at. 2-2 on Jeffrey Marte, eighth place hitter. The pitch swung on and tapped foul first base side. Count stays even at two. Marte flied to left his first time up. Creed said yesterday that he was finally cleared to do T-work, but it's a bruise on his right hand, his throwing hand, which doesn't affect him obviously that much at first base. 2-2. Marte swings, hits a worm burner up the middle. Valdez dives, gloves, throws to first, not in time by the diving Willems. Tried to keep it in front, but it's backed up off the sidewall by the pitcher De Los Santos. And Marte aboard at first with a base hit to open up the fourth. Almost a stupendous play by Valdez diving up the middle of the second baseman, nearly making a sensational stop. But Marte at first, nobody out, bottom of the fourth, tied at five. First pitch, Dawson Diamond, it's down in the dirt, gets away from Hernandez to his right, and Marte goes up to second on the wild pitch. Diamond struck out looking his first time up against De Los Santos. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. De Los at the moment at 59 pitches, has about 30 left in the tank. Right on right matchup with Diamond, the 1-0. Fastball misses inside for ball two and 95. So Creed Willems making his pro debut at first base with Noelbert Romero leaving due to a mysterious injury. And I don't see him down in the dugout right now. 2-0. Diamond, a jam shot off the hands in the left field, a base hit. Marte flies around third, comes in to score standing, and Charleston has answered the bell again. An RBI single for Dawson Diamond, and Charleston's lead restored at 6-5 here on the fourth. It's now 8 hits off of Juan de los Santos. That is tied for a career high. Hits allowed for him. And the lineup flips the top, and Shane Sasaki. Sasaki 1-for-2, right-handed batter. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up, strike one. So hopefully Romero okay. Because the Shorebirds, like we were saying, with Willems coming into the game, are down to now a two-man bench. And it's not really even a two-man bench. 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Ryan Higgins, I imagine, isn't available to play today. So that leaves just Elio Prado, who is on an innings restriction since being activated off the IL. 0-2. Sasaki rolls it on the ground towards the hole left side. De Leon, the shortstop, fields, throws to second and fires it into shallow right. Racing in to grab it, Bologna fires back to second, and Diamond dives back in, unable to advance on the play. Well, that's an error on De Leon as he tried to fling that ball underhand to Valdez at second and just airmailed it. So Sasaki reaches on the fielder's choice. Error allows Diamond to reach second. And there's two on with nobody out, and the Shorebirds bullpen, I think, is about to spring to action. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher, and the purpose of this visit is to allow the Shorebirds' pen to get up and loose. And Carson Carter takes off his sweatshirt. He'll be the first one to get warm. Topsy-turvy game. Every time the Shorebirds have scored, Charleston has answered right back. Both teams scored 2 times in the first. Shorebirds scored twice in the top of the third. Charleston answered with 3 to take the lead. Shorebirds tied it in the top of the fourth off of Austin Vernon, who gave up his first run here this month. And now Charleston's taking the lead back in the bottom of the fourth. Dawson Diamond, an RBI single. And now men at first and second, nobody out. And Drew Baker, the batter. Meeting on the mound adjourned. Baker, a 364 hitter, OPS over 1,000. Right on right matchup, De Los Santos, shoulder high set, the first pitch. Slider misses up and in for ball one. Wind still howling in from center. Outfield play straight away. Infield at double play depth. Here's the 1-0. And Baker lay on the fastball, sprays it out of play. First base side. It's 1-1. Cloud still moving pretty swiftly overhead. Starting to part ways and give us a peek at the sunshine behind it. The 1-1. Heater down the middle. Baker kicks at himself there. Should have pulled the trigger. It's 1-2. Not too many rays of sunshine left. The sun's starting to set as well, but a good sunset. Pinkish hue sky emerging from behind the clouds. 1-2 on Baker, 2 on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And Baker, a weak number, foul down the third base side. Counts 1-2. Charleston 6, Delmarva 5, bottom of the fourth. The Shorebirds have scored in the game. Charleston's answered back in the first, third, and now the fourth. Then at first and second, nobody out. Juan de los Santos in his worst start of the season, trying to grind through it here in the fourth. His 1-2 to Baker. And fastball is shot foul out of play, right field side. 1-2. Prior to tonight's outing, the most hits de los Santos had given up in the season was 6. The most runs was 3. Hadn't ever walked any more than 3, and on average, it struck out 5+. Here tonight, just 3 strikeouts, 8 hits. Still hasn't walked anybody. He's got that going for him. 1-2. Baker swings and misses out in front of the slider. De Los Santos able to spin it by him for the first down here in the fourth. Brings up the shortstop, Willie Vasquez. 1 for 2, he scored twice. Singled back in the third, reached on an error in the first. Still men at first and second, one out. Middle infield pinches the second base back. Corners back. Outfield straight away, the pitch. Vasquez, a high chopper out in front of the plate. The catcher, Hernandez, comes out to grab it, mishandles, throws to first, spikes it in. Willem's able to block it, though, with a dive to his right to save an error. And safe at first is Vasquez on an infield single. De Los Santos gave the right away to Hernandez, but when it hit the ground, Hernandez just had trouble picking it up. Ninth hit of the game for Charleston, and the bases are loaded with one out for Mason Auer. Auer tripled his last time up, and the game hangs in the balance right now whether or not the Shorebirds can keep it close. 6-5 Charleston, bases loaded, one out, bottom of the fourth. De Los Santos comes set, now time call. De Los Santos throws home, and Auer steps out, and the issue was the pitch clock. It expired on De Los Santos. Ball one on Auer now. So a 1-0 count. Bases loaded, one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hard slider down and away. It's 1-1. And De Los Santos, internal fire right now blazing inside his chest. Doesn't show much emotion. Trying to pull himself through this gutsy situation. The 1-1. Fastball at the knees at 95. It's 1-2. That's what Delos can do. He can dig deep. Find a little bit something extra that you didn't think was there anymore. He's had a rough night. Giving up 6 runs, 4 earned on 9 hits. Right now at 72 pitches. Trying to get the second out here in the fourth. The pitch. Auer fouls it back. Hanging slider. And the count's 1-2. Bases loaded, one out. 6-5 Charleston, bottom of the fourth. River Dogs have taken the lead back, now trying to build on it. 1-2 again. And Auer swings and misses. Slider down and away. De Los Santos gets him to chase. Big second out here in the fourth. His fifth strike out of the game. And there's 2 away. This isn't the first time De Los has had to try to gut it through a tail end of an outing where it wasn't going his way. He did it against Salem back on the 15th. Didn't have his best stuff, but struck out Marcelo Meyer to end that game. Top 10 prospect in baseball. Now he has to go through Bobby Seymour. Left-handed batter, 1-for-1 on the night. The pitch. Seymour takes, just up and away with the changeup, 1-0. 6-5 Charleston over Delmarva, bottom of the fourth. Bases juiced for Seymour. Left-handed batter, RBI double and a sac fly tonight. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup falls off the table, down and away for strike one. Diamond at thirds as infield plays Seymour straight up. De Los Santos' pitch. Seymour takes heater inside corner, 95. It's 1-2. So a strike away for De Los Santos of stranding the bases loaded in the fourth and keeping it a one-run game. Struck out 2 in the inning, trying to probably cap his night with a third. His 1-2 pitch, Seymour blasts it foul into the seats left field side, a line shot. And we stay at 1-2. De Los Santos with 5 strikeouts in the game. Charleston struck out all of 3 times last night. Hardest team to punch out in the league. Bases loaded, 2 outs. 1-2 again. And Seymour, a weak chopper up the first base side, foul. It's 1-2. Wind still gusting in from right center. Bases loaded, 2 outs, 6-5 Charleston in the fourth. The pitch, Seymour fouls it at the plate. Comes off the catcher, Hernandez. And we stay at 1-2. Shorebirds down by a run. Bottom of the fourth, trying to keep it a one-run game. River Dogs with the bases loaded, and Seymour calls time and steps out. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, bases loaded. It's Charleston 6, Delmarva 5, still in the fourth. Shorebirds have lost the first three games this week, trying to stay close on Friday night. The 1-2 again, and Seymour, a weak chopper towards short. De Leon comes in, gloves, throws on the run in time to get Seymour at first and strand the bases loaded in the fourth. Dawson Diamond, an RBI single, though, gives Charleston the lead back. And we go to the fifth. It's the River Dogs 6 and the Shorebirds 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just it can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs again. It's a 6-5 lead for Charleston. Every time the Shorebirds have scored in this one, Charleston has answered back and then some. Both teams with two runs in the first, Shorebirds with two in the third, Charleston with three in the bottom half, and both teams with a run in the fourth. Isaac Bologna leads it off in the fifth, and the first pitch from Austin Vernon is tapped softly on the ground to second, racing in to grab at the second baseman Barragan, and he flips underhand to Seymour at first to retire Bologna for the first out here in the fifth. In the fourth, set down the first two easily, but then a walk, a stolen base, and a seeing eye single brought in a run. That snapped Vernon's 16-inning consecutive scoreless inning streak. Here's Isaac De Leon. One out, nobody on in the first pitch. De Leon taking all the way. Slider on the outside corner for strike one. 6-5 River Dogs, top of the fifth. Vernon the windup. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball down the dirt, 1-1. Charleston's taken the first three games this week. It just seems like every mistake the Shorebirds make, be it big or small, mental or physical, 1-1. De Leon takes a fastball at the knees, 1-2. Charleston just pounces on it. Every time a pitcher falls behind in a count, every time a fielder takes a little bit too much time, 1-2. De Leon tries to check his swing, appeal to first, and Trey Jester says he went around. De Leon down on strikes, and there's two outs quickly here in the fifth. And that's what a really good baseball team does, and that's what Charleston is. They don't have the fifth-best winning percentage in the minors for nothing. You just can't make any mistakes against them. First pitch from Vernon to Trenton Craig. Breaking ball down low. Craig checks his swing. Appeal to first and no swing, says Jester this time. Two outs, nobody on. It's Charleston 6, Delmarva 5 in the fifth. The pitch. This time, Craig can't hold back in the swing. Takes a rip. Comes up empty, 1-1. Craig, 1-for-2, an RBI single back in the first. The pitch. Fastball off the inside corner, 2-1. Vernon works at a very expedited pace. From the first base side of the rubber, back into his wind. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and away. 2-2. His college teammate Shane Davis with the Shorebirds now works at a similar pace. Must be something they teach at NC Central. 2-2 to Craig. Trendon swings and hits it high in the air to right field. It'll stay in the yard. Right fielder Auer back a few steps. Now gets blown back in by the wind and makes the catch for the final out here in the fifth. Shorebirds go down 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 6-5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card, and lanyard, a discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 6-5 here on Friday night from Charleston. Have a TechNet call of the bullpen to tell you about. Carson Carter taking over on the mound for Juan De Los Santos with the Shorebirds. De Los Santos, not his best start of the season, actually probably his worst. O'Neill Monsueta leads it off against Carter. And now a pitch clock violation called on Carter. Ball one. And catcher Hernandez going out to the Shorebirds dugout. I think he wants some paint for his fingers. Some whiteout, they'll apply that to his finger so Carter can see the signals better. And now instead of that, pitching coach Joe Hamacher is going out to the mound. And he'll chat with both Hernandez and Carter. Final line for De Los Santos, four innings, 6 runs, 4 earned. 9 hits, that is a career high allowed. No walks, he strikes out 5, and right now is on the hook for the loss. Shorebirds trail 6-5. And now they fling the whiteout all the way out to the mound, and they'll fly it onto Brian Hernandez's hands. So a little manicure here to begin the bottom of the fifth. And we'll see whether or not the automatic ball stays up. As now it's apparent that the pitch clock expiring was due to miscommunication in signs, and Hernandez wanted time to be called, didn't get it. And that one has stayed up on the scoreboard with Carter yet to throw a pitch out of the bullpen yet. Carson's making his 12th appearance of the season, 0-2 with a 6.62 ERA, 17 and two-thirds innings, 15 strikeouts, 8 walks, 22 hits, 14 runs, 13 earned. 24 years old, out of Bedford, Texas, Keller, Texas. Went to school at Oklahoma. First pitch now to O'Neill Monsueta. It's a fastball down and away for ball two. Monsueta 0-for-2 in the ball game. Grounded to short and struck out swinging against De Los Santos. Leads off the fifth here, the 1-0, 2-0 rather. Monsueto drills it in the air, deep right center field. Bologna racing back, reaches out, it's out of his reach, and it goes to the wall. Monsueto jogs into second with a leadoff double. So now everybody has gotten in on the fun for Charleston. Everybody in their lineup has a hit. Now 10 hits total in the game. The only person with multiple knocks, that's Willie Vasquez, two singles. Brings up Edwin Barragan. Right-handed batter, he's 1-for-2 with a single and a stolen base. Right-handed batter, Carter's pitch. Slider in the dirt, gets away from Hernandez to his right, taking off for third, Monsueto, and he's in there without a play. So immediately a runner at third and nobody out for Charleston here in the bottom of the fifth. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds on Barragan. Chops a grounder to the third baseman, Ramirez. He juggles it, picks it back up, throws to first just in time to get Barragan. Creed Williams with a little split as well. As Ramirez nearly botched it, had the ball crawl up his arm, juggled it midair, grabbed it, threw to first, kept the runner Monsueto at third. And now there's one away, and Jeffrey Marte comes to the plate. Marte 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Switch hitter bats left. Carter from the chest, his first pitch. Fastball down and in off the leg of Hernandez to the backstop. And coming home to score, Monsueto without a play. And it's a two-run lead for Charleston. Their biggest lead of the night, 7-5. One and zero count on Marte. Base is empty now. Infield plays back. Outfield straight up. Wind still blowing in from center. Here's the pitch. Carter misses with a fastball low. 2-0. Carson has worked in bulk his past couple of outings. Multiple innings each time. He went three innings, allowing one run on five hits. No walks and a strikeout against Fredericksburg back on Sunday. The 2-0. Fastball misses inside for ball three. Over now his past eight innings, Carter's allowed just two earned runs, as he has certainly been throwing better as the weather's heated up. 3-0 on Marte, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back out of play, 3-1. Carter's 3-1. Fastball down the middle at 93, and the count's full, 3-2. Sunlight has almost completely disappeared here tonight. Still just a couple of rays out to our right. Suns are now the lights on in full effect. 3-2. Marte fouls it back and out of play. Count stays full. Lights on in full effect. Not quite pitch blackout yet, but we're getting there here on a beautiful Friday night. Had rain in the forecast all day and sprinkled throughout the afternoon, but thankfully by game time it all dissipated. 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Marte corkscrews himself into the ground, has to use his bat to help himself back up. Carter strikes him out, and there's two outs here in the fifth. First strikeout for Carter out of the bullpen. Brings up Dawson Diamond, 1-for-2 with an RBI single back in the fourth. That restored Charleston's lead after the Shorebirds had tied it at 5. It's now 7-5. River Dogs on top, bottom 5. The pitch. Diamond swings and fouls it off the catcher, Hernandez, and ends up ricocheting out to Carter. And Hernandez points back to the dugout, tells the trainer to stay put. He's okay. Shorebirds really can't afford to lose Hernandez at this point. Creed Willems, their only other catcher on the run. And I don't think he's in a position injury-wise to be catching right now. And I'm not quite sure who the emergency backup catcher would be. 0-1. Diamond fouls it out of play. Right field side, it's 0-2. Well, I remember last year the Shorebirds didn't run into this problem. Aberdeen Ironbirds did. They had their catcher ended up being injured, and their emergency backup was Willie Young. Willie was released by the Orioles at the end of spring training this year. He spent some time with the Shorebirds last year as well. 0-2, breaking ball down and away. Diamond checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says Trey Jester. 7-5, Charleston, bottom of the fifth. Wild pick scoring O'Neill Monzueta from third earlier in the inning. 1-2 on Diamond. Kicking the pitch. Fastball misses up and away, and the count's 2-2. Carter works on the third base side of the rubber with nobody on. From the stretch, puts his hands together at the letters, fires home. And Diamond pops it up, backing out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Carter, long black sleeves, comes to the ready. Posts up on his back leg. Lifts his front one, now fires home, and the 2-2 is chopped softly to third. Coming in to grab it, the third baseman Ramirez fires on the run and retires Diamond for the final out here in the fifth. But Charleston tacks on another. Monzueta doubles and then comes home to score after two wild pitches. We go the sixth. It's now Charleston 7, Delmarva 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and tell your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the sixth, Shorebirds now in a two-run hole, trail the Charleston River Dogs 7-5. Sam Jelinek with you here on Friday night from Charleston, South Carolina. It's turned into a beautiful evening. Game four of the series, Memorial Day weekend. Light breeze coming in from center. Clouds overhead have dissipated, the sun is set. And it is a gorgeous night for baseball. The only thing missing is the Shorebirds lead. Delmarva and Charleston have gone back and forth all game long, with the River Dogs having the most recent say with a run in the fourth and run in the fifth to take a 7-5 lead. Moises Ramirez leads it off in the sixth. 7-8-9 due up against Austin Vernon. Big righty into his wind, his first pitch. Fastball down the middle at 93 for strike one. Vernon allowed a run in the fourth and then had a 1-2-3 fifth. He struck out 3. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the inside corner. Can't connect. It's 0-2. Ramirez, right-handed batter, has grounded out to third twice. Base side of the rubber, rocks and deals. And Ramirez cues it to the backstop. We stay at 0-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Moises. 0-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down. Vernon with his fourth strikeout of the game. And there's one away here in the sixth. Shorebirds, 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. Charleston, 7 runs on 10 hits and 3 errors. First pitch to Brian Hernandez. Big swing and a miss on changeup. Strike one. Hernandez, the catcher, batting from the left side. Eighth man in the order. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Back to the changeup. Couldn't lay off. And it's quickly 0-2. Ryan 0 for 2 in the game. He's grounded to first and struck out swinging. 0-2. Another changeup. This one tapped softly back to the mound. Vernon grabs it and flips it underhand to first to retire Hernandez. And there's quickly two away here in the sixth. It's now six in a row retired by Vernon, going all the way back to the fourth. Second time through the order now for him. Hernandez was the first one to see him. And now a slight delay as the home plate umpire, Steve Craze, saw something going on with the turf in front of the mound. And he brings out the Charleston manager, Blake Butera, to check on it. And it looks like a piece of sod that they had put down right in front of the mound. It's still trying to grow its way in. When Vernon went and fielded that baseball, he kind of upended it a little bit. And they want to make sure it's firmly in place before they start play again. Gotta say, that's the first time I've seen something like this. And they bring out the groundskeeper. And he basically just stamps on the sod and says, there's not really too much else we can do here. Vernon took a big old divot out of it. Throws up his hands and is like, I don't know what you want me to do here. And it looks like we're just going to keep on playing as is. Can't exactly put a new piece down all of a sudden mid-game. I won't throw and stick in either. So without anything changing, get back to the action. Aronson Placencia, the batter. First pitch from Vernon. Fastball misses high for ball one. Two outs, nobody on. Shorebirds down 7-5, top of the sixth. Vernon throws his hands over his head. Wind up and the pitch. Slider down the middle, 1-1. Placencia 0-2, ninth man in the order. Struck out and grounded to second. Right-handed batter, Vernon's pitch. Fastball misses high. It's 2-1. Vernon wastes no time in between pitches. Already on top of the hill. Cranks and deals. And Placencia swings and misses. And the count's even at two. Two-two pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Placencia lays off and the count's full. Shorebird scratched across a run with two outs back in the fourth off of Vernon. That was the first run he's given up in the month of May. 16 consecutive scoreless innings finally snapped. 3-2. Placencia off the hands, floats it into right field, a base hit. Coming into play at the right fielder hour, and Placencia able to battle with two strikes. Keeps the sixth inning alive. He's at first with two away from the top of the order, and Luis Valdez. Valdez 0-2. He walked and stole a base back in the fourth off of Vernon, then came in to score on Michael Desson's RBI single. Placencia leads away from first. Vernon shoulder high set the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. The Shorebirds, when they've had runners on against Vernon, have run wild. He has a very high leg kick slow to the plate. Placencia leads from first. Here's the 0-1. Valdez, a sharply hit grounder into right. Yeah, trying to go first to third. Here's the throw from the center fielder, Baker. It's cut off, and Valdez slides into second himself on the tail end of the play. Vasquez, the shortstop, cut off the throw to try to get Valdez at second, but double-pumped the throw. By the time he got rid of it, Valdez into second with a headlong dive. And the Shorebirds with runners at second and third now, with two outs for Michael Desson. It's now a base hit could tie the game. Desson singled his last time up against Vernon. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Went with a fastball high. He chased at 95 for strike one. Desson 2-for-3 in the game, two base hits. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. The 0-1. Slider misses high and tight, 1-1. And now time called. Baseball has gotten out on the warning track in right field again. So now delay play for a moment. Shorebirds down 7-5, top of the sixth against the River Dogs. Half minute second and third, the tying run on base. Okay, so with a base hit, Katayas back up. Creed Willems on deck. Here's the pitch. Dayzone takes a fastball inside corner. It's 1-2. It'll be interesting if Willems hits here in the inning. It'll be a pivotal spot. This hand injury, I'm not sure how well he can hack it. 1-2 to Dayzone. Fastball called strike three. Outside black. Dayzone can't pull the trigger. And Vernon escapes the two-out jam. Shorebird strand two aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Charleston River Dogs 7 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Can my EV buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You got on! I love these nachos. I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds still trailing the River Dogs 7-5. Shorebirds had a chance to tie the game with 2 outs in the top of the inning. Stranded two in scoring position. Carson Carter back to work, allowed a run in the fifth. That's the top of the order here in the sixth. First pitch to Shane Sasaki. Breaking ball down low, cut on and missed for strike one. Sasaki, Baker, and Vasquez here in the sixth. Charleston has scored in three straight innings to take the lead. Three in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. 0-1. Chopped on the ground, foul, third. Sasaki, one for three, singled and scored back in the first. Leads off the sixth here, right-handed batter against the righty Carter on the mound. O-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went back to the slider in the dirt. Hernandez blocks it, throws to first, retires Sasaki, and Carter with his second strikeout out of the bullpen. One away here in the sixth. Squeezing a Birdland update while we can. Orioles playing in Boston at Fenway Park. First of five, against the Red Sox. They'll play a doubleheader on Saturday and then a game on Monday as well. And right now the Orioles trailing 7-2. That's going to the bottom of the fifth. Here's Drew Baker. First pitch takes a breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Not sure if Baker and Carter ever crossed paths, but Carter actually started his college career at Texas Tech, which is where Baker finished his. 0-1. Baker swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. That's 0-2. Baker was a fourth-round pick out of Lubbock last year. Carter spent 2 years with Texas Tech before transferring to Hill College and then on to Oklahoma. No balls, two strikes, one out. Nobody on in the sixth. Carter's pitch. Slider fouled back, and we stay at 0-2. around the minors in Birdland to Aberdeen, playing a split series against Wilmington. They're currently on the road now at Wilmington after playing the first three at home. Ironbirds trail it 4-3 in the top of the eighth, but they have two on and nobody out for Colton Kowser. 0-2 to Baker. Slider down and away counts 1-2. Norfolk shutting out Gwinnett 5-0. And the big story is Grayson Rodriguez. He's thrown 7 innings on 88 pitches, striking out 10 and allowing just 2 hits. 1-2 pitch. Baker takes just a little bit low. Fastball in 94 and the count's even at 2. Bowie was losing 5-0 to Erie in the top of the 6th that game. So it is officially a 5-0 loss for the Bay Sox, who fall to 14-27 on the season. 2-2. Baker reaches for the slider outside and fouls it back, able to stay alive. Now, I was checking it today because it seemed like the Bay Sox haven't won in a while. Well, they just haven't won too much in May. 5 wins in the month of May for Bowie. It has been a very tough month on the other side of the Bay. 2-2 again to Baker. Slider down and away, and Baker's worked it full on Carter. Here from Charleston, it's the River Dogs 7, the Shorebirds 5, bottom of the 6th. Full count on Drew Baker. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Singled back in the 3rd. Open stance on the right side. Black barrel bat, green tape on the handle. Carter from the stretch is 3-2. Fastball lined into left field. That's down for a base hit. Craig over to grab it. Left fielder fires it in. And Drew Baker with a long at-bat, able to work himself a base hit. Board with one out for Willie Vasquez. That was a good pitch from Carter, too. He went inside with a fastball. And Baker just kept his hands inside, able to turn on it, poke it into left for a base hit. So now Vasquez, the shortstop, 3-hole hitter. It's 2-for-3, 2 singles. Right-handed batter. Carter's first pitch. Slider on the outside corner for strike one. Carson, a 4-pitch mix. Fastball, circle change, slider, and curveball. Oh-1. Swing and a miss. Back to the slider, down and away. It's 0-2. The last time we had Carter on for the pregame show, we actually talked about that changeup, which he hasn't used a lot today. But he said it's a very special pitch because of some of the characteristics it has. Relatively unique changeup in how he grips it, called a Vulcan change. Think about how in Star Trek, the sign of the Vulcan, the dive. Spread the middle finger and ring finger apart, and that's what Carter does. And actually now they're calling a balk on Carter. They're saying that his front leg moved first before throwing to first. And Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the dugout to argue with the home plate umpire, Steve Craves. And Felipe, this is the hottest that I've seen him this season. And I think Felipe mad that Trey Jester, the one who made that call, given that he can't see Carter's front leg from behind him on the mound. And Felipe just shakes his head and walks away. And Carter comes in for an explanation himself with the home plate umpire, who tells Carter again that your front leg moved first before you threw to first. So it's a balk. Baker takes second now with one away. 0-2 count on Vasquez. 7-5. Charleston leads it bottom of the 6th. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider down and away. Second strike out of the inning for Carter, his third in the game, and there's two away. Brings up Mason Auer, the right fielder. 2-run triple back in the 3rd, 1-for-3. But back to Carter's changeup. Like we said, if you think about Spock and Star Trek and the Vulcans, separate that middle finger, ring finger, wedge the baseball in between, got yourself a Vulcan changeup. First pitch breaking ball is outside to Auer for ball one. Another right-handed batter. And what Carter says makes it special is obviously that grip isn't used too often. And his changeup produces something that we've talked about before, which is called seam-shifted wake, which is that late run that you see on pitches. 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1 at 94. It's actually an optical illusion produced by the spin of the baseball, where you think that the pitch is moving more over a given distance when really it is. Man at second, 2 outs for Auer. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball chopped on the ground to short, and the hole, De Leon gobbles it up, sets his feet, throws to first in time to get Auer and end the inning, stranding Baker out at second. On to the seventh. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 7-5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds still trailing the River Dogs 7-5. Sam Jelinek with you. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Shorebirds. Creed Willems, Isaac Baloney, and Isaac De Leon. This will be the first at-bat of the game for Willems after he replaced Noel Bert Romero in the lineup. Romero leaving due to injury. First pitch from Austin Vernon to Willems. He swings and misses for strike one on a changeup. So that tells you that Willems' hand is okay. That was the main concern with him coming off the bench. The 0-1. Misses down and in, 1-1. Shorebirds down by 2 runs. Willems hasn't played since back on Tuesday when he left the game after taking a foul tip off his hand. The 0-1, or 1-1 rather, is poked in the air to right center field. That drops in for a base hit, and Creed Willems feeling no ill effect of the bruise on his hand. Knocks a single into right center to open up the top of the seventh. So Willems aboard at first with nobody out. Brings up Isaac Baloney. Baloney 1-for-2 with an RBI double back in the first. Has also walked and scored. That's from the left side. Vernon's first pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up outside for strike one. Vernon out for his now third inning of war. Or fourth, beg your pardon. The pitch. Cut on and miss. Another change up. And it's 0-2. Vernon has struck out 5 to this point, allowed a run, 3 hits, 1 walk. First base side of the rubber, he comes set. Willems barely a lead at first, the 0-2. Baloney takes a called strike 3, breaking ball down the middle. Baloney down on strikes, the 6th punch out of the game for Vernon. And there's 1 out here in 7. Brings up Isaac De Leon, 5th man in the order. He's 0-for-1. His walks, reached on fielder's choice. First pitch, slider at the knees, working tonight. Change up, slider, fastball have all found the zone consistently. 0-1. De Leon swings and misses. Slider outside. And the count's 0-2. Preston Price warming up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Carter might be done after 2, and Price will come on for the 7th. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses inside, nearly hits De Leon. Counts 1-2. Willems at first, De Leon at the plate. Tying run. Shorebirds haven't homered yet this week. 1-2. De Leon takes down and in off the glove of the catcher, Diamond to the backstop. And Willems takes second without a play. Willems now out at second, one out. De Leon at the plate, right-handed batter. Byrne in the righty comes set at the shoulders. A deep breath, fires home. And De Leon takes a called strike three. Slider down the middle. Couldn't pull the trigger. Back-to-back strikeouts for Vernon, and there's two away here in the seventh. It's a passed ball on Diamond, by the way, officially. Brings up Trendon Craig. Trendon 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the first. Shorebirds have had multiple two-run leads tonight and have blown both of them. First pitch. Craig takes, breaking ball up and in. 1-0, led 2-0 and 4-2. But Charleston with 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and have now built out a 7-5 lead. 1-0. Craig pops it out of play, right field side. And the count's even at 1. One down the hill, and Craig slaps it down the right field line. That slices into the berm, and the count's 1-2. Mira's on deck, but for right now, it's Craig and Vernon with Willems at second and two outs. Craig, a square stance at the plate. Vernon, long flowing hair back behind his back. Fires home, and Craig swings and misses. Chases the fastball high, and Vernon strikes out 3 in the inning and runs his total to 8 in the ballgame. We go to the bottom of the 7th. It's still Charleston 7, Delmarva 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the 7th, hope you had a good stretch. Shorebird still trailing the River Dogs 7-5 here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark on Friday night. Pretty packed house awaiting fireworks after the game. We've gotten plenty of them in-game. 7 runs on 11 hits for Charleston, 5 runs on 9 hits for the Shorebirds. And we've got a TechNet call of the bullpen now for the Shorebirds. Preston Price relieves Carson Carter. Carter goes 2 innings, allows a run on a hit, no walks, 3 strikeouts. And Preston Price comes on to pitch the bottom of the 7th. Preston, no record, a 2.30 ERA. Righty is set at the belt. His first pitch to Seymour is popped up off the hands in a shallow right. Second baseman Valdez out and makes the catch for the first out here in the 7th. One pitch, one away for Preston Price. So a sparkling 2.30 ERA for Preston, making his 10th appearance. 15 and two-thirds innings, 15 strikeouts, 9 walks, 10 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned. Opponents hitting just 182 against him. 6'1", 190-pound righty. Undrafted free agent out of the University of Arizona. Here's O'Neill, Monzueta. First pitch to him. Slider misses outside for ball one. Monzueta doubled and scored back in the fifth. It's last run that we've seen in the game. Pats have gone silent for an inning and a half now. Price, crossfire set, fires home. And fastball is outside, 2-0. Shorebirds haven't scored since the fourth. Austin Vernon has settled in. Has now struck out 8. He's at just 68 pitches as well. 2-0. Monzueta slices it out of play, right field side. And the count's 2-1. Price, just a two-pitch mix, fastball and slider. First base out of the rubber from the stretch with nobody on. Leg kick, the pitch. Front door slider finds it unlocked. And the count's even at 2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Price to the ready. Down the hill, the 2-2. Slider in the dirt, nice block by Hernandez. And the count's full. Sun has completely dissipated at this point. Nothing but darkness up ahead. Lights on, full effect. Gorgeous night here on the eastern seaboard. A little bit of marsh air blowing in from right. Palmetto trees lining the outfield wall, giving you a good feel of the summer to come. 3-2 pitch. Slider slapped down the right field line, slicing, foul into Charleston bullpen. And the count is full, 3-2. Monzueta slowly takes his time back into the box, and that gives us a chance to look at the Carolina League scoreboard. Myrtle Beach and Augusta are playing 2 today. One resumption of a game. Game was suspended last night. 3-2 to Monzueta. Hits it hard on the ground to short by the dive of De Leon and on into center field. Valdez, or Deson rather, over to the gap and left to cut it off. Throw back in. Monzueta stays put at first with a ringing single. Myrtle Beach took the resumed game 11-5. Pete Crow Armstrong, his 7th homer of the season. Game 2, currently in bottom of the 6th, Augusta leading Myrtle Beach 2-1. The Pelicans on an 11-game winning streak. Green Jackets trying to snap it. Other scores, Salem and Fredericksburg were postponed, as were Carolina and Kannapolis. Here's Edwin Barragan. First pitch is outside for ball one. Down East and Fayetteville have already gone final. 4-3. Down East walks it off on the Woodpeckers with 2 in the bottom of the 9th. That is wild. A walk-off 4-3 game that is already done before 9:30. Took him 2 hours and 6 minutes. 1-0. Runner goes from first, and Barragan fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. Columbia leads with 7. Columbia creeping up on the Shorebirds right now as far as the worst record in the Carolina League. Columbia at 12-30. Shorebirds at 15-27. 3 games up. Barragan, right-handed batter. Price from the belt, kicks and throws. Fastball down and away at 91. 2 balls and strike. Barragan 1-for-3, singled and stole a base back in the 2nd. As a man at first, 1 out, bomb of the 7th. 7-5 Charleston over Delmarva. In the infield at double play depth, outfield straight away. Price's pitch, and Barragan fouls it back. And the count is even at 2-2. Shorebirds and River Dogs will continue their series tomorrow. 6:05 first pitch on Saturday night, then 5:05 on Sunday for the finale. 2-2 again. Aragana weak, Tapper to third. Ramirez waits back, gloves on the grass, throws to first just in time to get Barragan. And there's two outs here in the seventh. Up to second goes Monsueta. Shorebirds with a reshuffled deck defensively. Ramirez started the game at first. Now playing third. Freed Willems playing first with Noelbert Romero having to come out of the game. Now a man at second, two outs, and Jeffrey Marte, the battery's 1-for-3. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. Price looks to second his pitch. Slider in the dirt blocked by Hernandez, nearly caught off a second. Was Monsueta, but he shuffles back to the base safely without a play. Marte was once upon a time a very that sheen. Was the same international signing class as Wander Franco and Shohei Ohtani. Marte was ranked just behind them at number 4 in that class. Obviously hasn't panned out yet. 1-0 pitch. Marte swings and fouls it back and over our heads. Counts even at 1. Marte was originally supposed to be signed by the Twins. Was going to get $3 million. But ended up failing his physical due to an eye issue. And the Rays instead decided to ink him for $800,000. Man at second, two outs, the 1-1. Marte takes high and that drills the home plate umpire Steve Craze in the chest. The ball trickles up the third baseline into third goes Monsueta. Craze initially went down to a knee. It looked scary. Like he was in a lot of pain, but evidently that got him straight on the chest protector. That's what it's there for. So Monsueta at third on the passed ball. Two and one count on Marte. 7-5 Charleston over Delmarva, bottom of the seventh. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Price ready at the belt. High leg kick the pitch. And the fastball misses up and away. Ball three on deck. The 9-0 hitter, Dawson Diamond. Three-one pitch. Marte takes just a little bit high with the fastball. Price walks Marte and puts men at the corners with two out for Dawson Diamond, the catcher, a 9-0 hitter. Preston has allowed just one run over his past 8 innings, all here in the month of May. Two saves, has struck out 8 as well, walked just 2, now 3. Diamond 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the 4th. Perez at third, just a step behind the bag. Infield or middle infield back. First pitch. Diamond takes. It's down the middle. Ball one. Outfield playing medium deep all the way around straight away. Diamond right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. He swings and floats into the air to right center field. DeStone on the run reaches out, can't get there, and it rolls all the way to the wall. One run scores. Here comes Marte around third. He scores without a play. It's a two-run double for Dawson Diamond, and Charleston finally opens this one up. It's a 9-5 game in the seventh. Dawson ends up at second, a two-run double. And the lineup flips to the top in Shane Suzuki. Suzuki 1-for-4, right-handed batter. Here's Price's pitch. Slider in the dirt for ball one. Price couple looks to second, now the 1-0. And Sasaki, a liner right at the second baseman, Valdez, who spears it for the final out here in the seventh. But two more for Charleston. Dawson Diamond, a two-out, two-run double. On to the eighth, it's Charleston 9, Delmarva 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.net for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth, it's now Charleston 9, Delmarva 5. Shorebirds in a four-run deficit, their largest deficit of the game. And they'll try to have to solve Austin Vernon. They haven't scored off of him since the fourth. Since then, all he's done is strike out six more batters. He's punched out eight total in the game, while allowing just three hits. Moises Ramirez leads it off here in the top of the eighth, and the first pitch to him is cut on and missed for strike one. 7-8-9 here for the Shorebirds. Ramirez 0 for 3. The pitch, fastball way high at 1-1. Charleston already has an arm loosening out in their bullpen. Vernon not quite at 80 pitches yet. 1-1. Vernon fires a fastball at 94 on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Shorebirds have just had every mistake here in the season. 1-2. Breaking ball is high for ball two. You allow an error that extends a frame. Bet your bottom dollar Charleston's going to score on it. You walk an eight-hole hitter to get to the ninth man in the order. Charleston's going to make you pay. The pitch, Ramirez, a high chopper foul. Down the third base side, we stay at 2-2. Just what happened last inning to Preston Price. Had an open base, wanted to face the nine-hole man. Sound logic. Charleston comes through. The pitch, Ramirez swings and misses. Can't connect on a slider. He's down on strikes. That's nine in the game for Vernon. It's now a season high for him as well. He had eight against Myrtle Beach back on the 11th. Brings up the catcher, Brian Hernandez. He's 0 for 3. One out, nobody on. Shorebirds down 9-5, top of the eighth. The pitch. Checks his swing. Fastball up and away. And the home plate umpire, Steve Craze, says he went around. No appeal. Tough crowd. 0-1. Hernandez takes a breaking ball down the middle, and it's 0-2. And even the scoreboard operator doesn't think Hernandez was charged with a strike. 0-2. Hernandez swings and misses. Three pitches, three strikes. Hernandez is out. And that is now 10 double digits for Vernon, and he's punched out five in a row. He is making it look easy out on the mound right now. Brings up Aaronson Placencia, ninth man in the order, the DH. It's 1-for-3, first pitch. Slider down the middle for strike one, and Vernon is in the zone. Gets the ball back into his wind, the 0-1. Breaking ball down low. He checks his swing. Appeal to first and no swing, says Trey Jester. Shorebirds down by four, top of the eighth. Looking for some late magic. It's not happening against Austin Vernon, though. The 1-1. Plasencia swings and fouls it off the catcher, Diamond. 1-2. And has allowed just three hits, three singles, or four hits, beg your pardon. All singles. One, two. Plasencia fouls it back and out of play. And we stay at 1-2. One, two again. Plasencia takes up and in. And the count's 2-2. Two-two pitch. Plasencia takes high, and he's worked it full. Three and two on Plasencia, two outs, top eight. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Vernon pumped up on the mound, strikes out his sixth man in a row, his 11th in the game, and caps off a scoreless eighth. To the bottom of the eighth we go. At Charleston 9, Delmarva 5, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 9-5. 2-3-4 due up for Charleston against Preston Price. First pitch slider misses up and in to Drew Baker for ball one. Baker 2-for-4, two singles, scored a run. Price gave up two runs in the seventh, trying to bounce back with a scoreless eighth. 1-0 pitch. Slider off the inside edge again for ball two. Saw Austin Vernon getting handshakes and hugs down in the Charleston dugout, so it looks like he's done after five innings. Strikes out a season-high 11. 2-0 pitch. Baker fouls it back, and the count's 2-1, including the final six batters that he faces. He expected Vernon to be good with a 1.26 ERA and 44 strikeouts and just under 30 innings, but he lived up to it and then some. 2-1. Slider up and in, and that hits Baker on the elbow. So Price having some trouble with his slider command here tonight. Hits Baker. And that's how the bottom of the eighth begins. Has been over a week since Price last pitched in a game. 8 days. Since his three-inning saving. Here's Willie Vasquez, the shortstop. Third man in the order. Price's first pitch. Baker runs. Slider outside. The throw from Hernandez is sailed into center. Baker will stay put at second, though. DeSone backs it up. Stolen base for Drew Baker. Sixteenth stolen base of the season for Baker. And runner in scoring position now for Vasquez, ahead in the count 1-0. The pitch missed outside to him. The 1-0, Baker takes off for third, slider outside, the throw to third is not in time. Oh man, that looked like it was right on the money, on time as well. And Trey Jester says that I guess Baker got under the tag. The tag was late. Looked like they had him by a step and a half. So back-to-back stolen bases for Baker. Now at third, nobody out. A 2-0 count on Vasquez. Infield comes in. The pitch swung on and dribbled foul. First base side. Counts 2-1. Shorebirds are trying to rise above everything this week. Everything that has gone wrong and will continue to go wrong, because that's the game of baseball. Murphy's Law has certainly popped up a few times. The 2-1. Slider on the inside corner, 2-2. Just when the Shorebirds need at least something crops its ugly head. Here this week, it seems like the injuries and the defense have come back to bite them. 2-2 on Vasquez. 4-run game in the eighth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip held onto by Hernandez. Big strikeout for Price. That's his first out of the pen. And there's one away. Baker forced to hold at third. As we said earlier in the game, against really good teams like Charleston, Charleston an inch, they take a mile. Here's Mason Auer, 1-for-4 with an RBI triple, or 2-run triple back in the third. Infield stays in. 9-5 River Dogs, bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Fastball on the outside edge for strike one. Baker leads away from third. Auer at the plate, open stands from the right side. Price's pitch. Slider fouled back. Sporing down and in. And the count's 0-2. Price from the belt. Leg kick, here it comes. Slider dances outside, 1-2. Baker stretches his lead from third. Infield in, one out in the eighth. The pitch. It's a hard grounder to short, coming home from third. Baker, De Leon throws to the plate, not in time. The throw took the catcher Hernandez up the first baseline. By the time he reached back to apply the tag, Baker was sliding by him. And Charleston now doubling up Delmarva, 10-5 in the eighth. Auer reaches on the fielder's choice, gets an RBI though. 3 RBI game. That brings up Bobby Seymour. He's 1-for-3 with 2 driven in. Left-handed batter, outfield straight away, infield straight up. Price's first pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball one. And again, even there, it's just the smallest of details in De Leon's throw to the plate being on the wrong side of home. Charleston takes advantage of. 1-0. It's off of Hernandez's glove, goes to the backstop. An hour into second with a headlong dive, stays there. Swipes second without a play. And Charleston starting to run wild here on Brian Hernandez. 13 steals for Mason Auer on the season now. Third stolen base of the inning for the River Dogs. Kicking the pitch. Slider on the outside corner, able to nick the edge. 2-1 on Seymour. Yes. Hour out at second, one out. Bottom of the eighth, the pitch. Seymour swings and fouls it back. And the count's even at two. Shorebirds being doubled up, 10-5, bottom of the fifth. Right now, this would be their largest loss of the week. They have, quite frankly, played Charleston really close. They've had their moments, had their chances. Every time there's slightest miscue, River Dogs have pounced on it. And a shark to blood, 2-2. Swung on and dribbled up the first baseline. Willems back to the bag, grabs it, and takes the base himself to retire Seymour. Second out of the inning, Auer goes to third. And that brings up O'Neill Monsueta, sixth man in the batting order. Monsueta, 2-for-4, doubled in the fifth, singled in the seventh, actually off of Price. Monsueta, right-handed batter. He's got Auer at third, two outs, outfield straight up, infield straight up as well. First pitch. Takes a slider off the inside corner for ball one. Wind still blowing in from center. It's providing a pretty cooling breeze. 77. 1-0. Monsueta takes. Slider off the outside corner. A little low. 2-0. Ten runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Delmarva. For Charleston. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Delmarva. 2-0. Monsueta lines it down the right field side. That's in for a base hit and goes to the corner. Monsueta around first. He's already thinking three. He's making the turn around second, straight through the stop sign. The relay throw bungled. Monsueta stops at third. And he's in there with a triple. The relay throw got through De Leon, the shortstop. Creed Willems, the first baseman, backed it up and held Monsueta to third. But he went straight through the stop sign of Blake Butera at third to get himself a triple. Second triple of the game for Charleston. They've had at least two in every game this week. Scores Auer, and it's an 11-5 game. So it's a 6-run deficit now for the Shorebirds, and Edwin Barragan, the batter, he's 1-for-4. Right-handed batter, man at third, two outs. Price's pitch. Slider on the inside corner at the knees for strike one. Just seems like one of those things where it is so unbelievably hard to keep Charleston at bay. 0-1. Barragan, a weak tapper towards second. Valdez comes in, gloves, double clutches, throws to first, and it falls out of Willems' mitt. Monsueta scores. Barragan saved at first on the E3. And it's a 12-5 game. You have to feel for Creed. This is his first ever professional game at first base. Only know last time he played first, probably it's been a while to say the least. Here's Jeffrey Marte, he's 1-for-3. First pitch, he takes, it's outside for ball one. And at first, 2 outs, 12-5, Charleston, bottom of the eighth. The pitch, slider misses outside again for ball two. Rice tugs at long sleeve under his right arm, the black sleeve under his black jersey. Charleston, their alternate red here on Saturday night. 2-0 to Marte. Takes a slider down the middle for strike one. Wind still blowing in from right center. Charleston now with a 7-run lead, 12-5 bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider down. Can't connect. It's 2-2. three more here in the eighth for the River Dogs. They scored two in the seventh to open this one up. Now a seven-run lead. Price is 2-2. Topped foul down the first base side. And the count remains 2-2. Fourth loss in a row for the Shorebirds, staring them in the face now, while Charleston, maybe a fourth win in a row for them. Just one loss in their homestands. 2-2. Slider called strike three. Outside corner, Price finally gets the call he'd been yearning for all inning. Sets down Marte and ends the eighth. We go to the ninth. Shorebirds need 7 to tie, 8 to take the lead. It's Charleston 12, Delmarva 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Bird's free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away in 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, it's now the Charleston River Dogs 12 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 5. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds in a steep hole, need 7 to tie, 8 to take the lead. And we have a tech net call in the bullpen here for the ninth. Anudi Cordarreal takes over for Austin Vernon. Vernon goes 5 innings, strikes out a season-high 11, including the final 6 he faced. First pitch to Luis Valdez. It's a fastball at the knees for strike one. Vernon gives up 1 run on 4 hits, 1 walk. And again, strikes out 11. Now the Shorebirds dugout barking at the home plate umpire Steve Craze about that pitch. They thought it was low. They called it strike one on Valdez. Cordarreal's 0-1. And Valdez fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-2. Cordarreal, you might remember him from Tuesday. The Shorebirds had their big comeback in the ninth against him. Scored 3 in the ninth to make it a one-run game. 0-2. Valdez shoots it. Foul left field side. And stays at 0-2. Ryan Higgins flied out to the warning track and left with the tying run on base. Higgins the winning run or go-ahead run, I should say. Two outs in the ninth as the Birds almost came back from eight runs down. 0-2. Valdez fouls off another. Straight back and out of play. Stay at 0-2. Top of the order here in the ninth for the Shorebirds if they want to try to stir up some trouble. Valdez 1-for-3. Walked and scored in the fourth. Stole the base. Switch hitter. Bats left. Corto Real's 0-2. Fastball is high at 97. 1-2. Corto Real 6'3", 200. Although it looks like he's put on some inches and pounds since that last measurement. Righty works from the first base side of the rubber, steps into his wind, the 1-2. Valdez takes a 2-2. Two. 2-2 offering. Valdez just gets a piece of it, touches it foul down the first base side. And we stay at 2-2. Series continues tomorrow at 6:05, I should say. First pitch between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs for Game 5 on Saturday night. Dan Hammer gets the start for the Birds. 2-2. Slider is high and the count's full. For one reason or another, the Shorebirds very comfortable against Corto Real. Despite him and his 95-plus stuff. 3-2. Fastball up and away, ball four, and Valdez walks to begin the ninth. So man at first, nobody out for Mishael Deson. Seymour plays back the runner at first. So Valdez can take second uncontested if he wants. Corto Real gives him a look as he comes set. Hands together at the belt. Right on right matchup with Deson, the pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike one, 96. Deson, a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-4 with an RBI single to pitch. Fastball down and away, goes straight to the backstop. And Valdez goes to second on the wild pitch. One and one, the count on Deson. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back late on the fastball, and it's 1-2. Freed Willems on deck. Good to see that the hand injury that had kept him out the past couple of days isn't affecting him anymore. In his pointer finger, right where you try to grip a bat, where he had gotten that foul tip. 1-2. Deson winds it the other way into right field, a base hit. Valdez gets the wave around third. Auer's throw goes into the middle of the diamond. Valdez scores without a play. And it's an RBI single for Mishael Deson. And the Shorebirds get one back. It's a 12-6 game in the ninth. Deson with his third hit of the game. Second three-hit game of the season for Deson. That brings up Creed Willems. He's 1-for-1. Left-handed batter, Deson at first. Birds now being doubled up, 12-6 in the ninth. Corto Real from the belt, the pitch. Slider misses up and away for ball one. Maybe it's just in Corto Real's head what happened on Tuesday, and more so what nearly happened in him blowing the lead. Despite him hanging on, it wasn't pretty. 1-0. Willems takes a fastball in the dirt for ball two. Now it would take even more than what the Shorebirds did in the two innings combined in yesterday's game to take the lead here. Out to the mound goes the catcher Dawson Diamond to chat with Corto Real, trying to figure out what's going on here. And Diamond back to his post behind the plate. Nobody out, top of the ninth. Walk to Valdez, RBI single for Deson. Cuts it to a one-run game, or a 6-1, 6-run game, I should say. 2-0 pitch, Willems takes. Fastball in the outside corner, 2-1. Just quit. It hurt your shoulder. 2-1 pitch. Willen swings and skies it into shallow left. Shortstop Vasquez out. Hueda calls him off for the first down here in the ninth. So Willems retired, and that brings up Isaac Poloni. Cleanup man is 1-for-3 tonight. RBI double back in the first. ...12-6 Charleston, bottom of the ninth, and now time called.
Isaac Poloni.
How many outs are in it?
That was strange there. The shortstop Vasquez and Puerto Real conversing for a couple seconds there. Not sure what it was about. But finally back to the action. First pitch to Poloni. He swings and lines one to second. Grabbed by Barragani. Flips back to first and doubles off DeSone to end the ball game. Shorebirds score a run in the ninth, but a game-ending 4-3 line drive double play puts a bow on this one. Your final score here from Charleston. It's the River Dogs 12 and the Shorebirds 6. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with totals and a recap. Your final score, it's Charleston River Dogs 12 and Delmarva Shorebirds 6 here on Friday night. Be back with Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show in a sec. This has been Shorebirds Baseball and Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Charleston, South Carolina. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek with you. Walk you through the 4th straight loss for the Shorebirds here against Charleston River Dogs. Just a very good team the Shorebirds are up against, capitalizing on each and every mistake, major or minuscule, the Shorebirds have made here this week, and today no different. Charleston pounding out 14 hits, 12 runs, in a 12-6 win over the Shorebirds. Let's walk through how this one happened. And in the early going, it looked like the Shorebirds and the River Dogs were going to be in a barn burner. Baloney and RBI double. Noelbert Romero was actually thrown out at the plate on the tail end of that play, but Trendon Craig made up for it with an RBI single to make it 2-0 after a half inning of play. Charleston tied it up, though, in the bottom of the first. Run scoring error, and then an RBI double for Bobby Seymour knotted us at 2-2. Shorebirds put up 2 more in the third. A couple of Charleston errors allowed the inning to continue. Plated 2 runs as well. Trendon Craig hit a chopper down the third base line that The pitcher, Davion Whittle, fielded and misfired to first, and it turned into a two-run scoring error. After that, bomb of the third, you guessed it, Charleston answered back. Two-run triple for Mason Auer. Bobby Seymour drove him in with a sac fly to give Charleston their first lead of the game, 5-4. Shorebirds tied it up in the top of the fourth. Michael Deson with an RBI single, first of two RBI hits tonight for him. Tied the game at 5. Charleston, though, answered back in the bottom of the fourth to retake the lead. RBI single for Dawson Diamond, giving Charleston a 6-5 cushion. They would not trail after that. They put on two more in the seventh. Two-run double for Dawson Diamond with two out, and then three more in the eighth. RBI fielder's choice for Mason Auer. RBI triple for O'Neill Monzueta, who then scored on an error that extended the frame as Monzueta crossed the plate when Edwin Barragan reached first base on a ground ball where the out wasn't recorded at first. Shorebirds got one in the ninth. Michael Deson, his third hit of the game, his second RBI single to drop the deficit to just 6. But Shorebirds ended up being doubled up their final score. Charleston 12 and Delmarva 6. Final line score in this one. Delmarva, 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors, they strand 7. Charleston, 12 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors, they strand 8. Austin Vernon gets the win for the River Dogs. He goes 5 innings in relief, allows 1 run on 4 hits, 1 walk, and strikes out 11, including the final 6 that he faces. Juan de los Santos takes the loss in his worst start of the season, gives up 6 runs, 4 earned over 4 innings, 9 hits, no walks, 5. 9:53, time of game. 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of 3,184 currently enjoying fireworks here in Charleston, South Carolina. That's everything from today's games. Let's go ahead and take a peek from the scores from the teams that you care about. From Birdland, the Orioles have almost come back. It's 8-7 Boston in the top of the eighth. Austin Hayes, a two-run homer, and suddenly the O's are down by just a run in the top of the eighth. Adley Rutschman at the plate trying to reignite a rally. 8-7 Boston, top of the eighth. Keep an eye on that one getting late. Other scorers from Birdland. Aberdeen with 2 in the top of the ninth. Take a 5-4 win over Wilmington. Alex Pham in his Aberdeen High A debut gets the win. Allows a run over 3 innings. Jacob Teeter with his 4th homer of the season. Norfolk defeats Gwinnett 5-2. Grayson Rodriguez, 7 innings, strikes out 10. Jacob Nottingham, his 6th homer of the season. Nick Vespi, his 5th save. Rain shortened game between Erie and Bowie. In 6 innings, the Seawolves shut out the Bay Sox 5-0. Scores from across the Carolina League for you now. Game 1 of the Twin Bill between Myrtle Beach and Augusta. 11-5, Pelicans defeat the Green Jackets in a resumed game from yesterday. And Game 2, Myrtle Beach gets a 2-run homer from Reginald Preciado in the top of the 7th to avert catastrophe and turn a 2-1 loss into a 3-2 win. They have now won 12 in a row. Other scores, Down East walks it off on Fayetteville 4-3, and Columbia, rain-shortened game, defeats Lynchburg 3-1 in 6 innings. Fredericksburg and Salem were postponed due to rain. They'll play 2 tomorrow. And Carolina and Kannapolis also postponed due to rain. They'll play 2 tomorrow as well. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 5 of the series. Shorebirds now own a record of 15-28 on the season. They are 7-15 on the road, and they have lost 4 in a row. Charleston with the win tonight improves to 30-13. They are still now 2 back of Myrtle Beach, who won 2 tonight. So Charleston ends up losing a game, or half game, I should say. They're 19-6 at home, and they have won 4 in a row. So tomorrow, game 5 of the series, Charleston has already won the series by taking the first 4. Get at least 1 on Sunday or Saturday. Saturday night's matchup, 6:05 first pitch. Dan Hammer on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 2-2 with a 5.76 ERA. He goes up against Ben Peoples for Charleston, 1-2 with a 3.60 ERA on the season. First pitch, 6:05. We'll chat with you for the pregame show at 5:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score here from Charleston, South Carolina. It's Charleston River Dogs 12 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 6 until tomorrow at 6:50. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.